KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Floor, because with tile, even though the tile has like an anti-slip built into the finish of it, it could be pretty slippery and you got to be careful, right?
Right. Is that common for ceramic tile floors?
I mean, it's not the material we're talking about. It's the environment in your home, the climate that's causing this to happen. You have high humidity in your house. I don't know why, but you want to check things like, do you have a bathroom exhaust fan? Is it venting the exhaust into the attic rather than the outside? Same thing with your kitchen range hood. Is that ducted to the outside? Or is it just sort of pulling the moist air and putting it right back into the kitchen? You want to look at the drainage around your house. Are the gutters dumping all of the water directly next to the foundation, and then that's getting sucked into the foundation, and then you're getting dampness in the house? All of these things contribute to the humidity level, so you kind of have to take a look at all of it and figure out what that solution is to sort of get the best solution. And we just don't want you slippy slidey, okay, Annette?
Okay, well, I currently use just a single room dehumidifier, and I haven't noticed it in any other place in the house. It's just that one area.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly try another dehumidifier in the space, but it's definitely a larger environmental issue inside your home and not the building material. It's not the tile, okay? So let's look at what's causing all of that moisture and humidity in the house. And you can even just tackle those like one area at a time. Like, you don't have to do everything right at once, but look at the gutters, look at the downspouts, see where the vent fans are depositing. And hopefully, Annette, that can help you with all that moisture and you won't be slipping, all right? Just be careful. All right, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, when the windows stay shut for the whole darn winter, that indoor air can get stale fast. Come
Coming up, we're going to share easy and affordable ways to improve your indoor air quality so everything feels fresh this season. That and more after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. Jaws, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. Jaws formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the Jaws bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. Jaws, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JawsCleans.com and save 20%. That's JawsCleans.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho!
Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. Well, if the Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it your favorite podcast? You know, we've only got a couple of weeks left here with the live new shows, so you can still catch the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com, and you'll get all of your best home improvement questions and answers and tips and tricks, all the things you love anytime you want. But first, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's up?
Have you been to Alaska, Leslie?
I have not.
Let's do a remote out there. It's gorgeous.
I would love to.
Let's go there. But in the meantime, we could talk to Mary, who's from Alaska.
But you know, Jim, you and I would have very different goals for an Alaska trip, I imagine.
Why is that?
Mine would be skiing and Northern Lights. Yours would be...
Definitely for the scenery and the fishing.
All right. So yours is a summer trip. We'll just have to go twice.
Okay.
So where's Mary? We're going to go visit her as well.
It sounds like she has a problem with her hot water at her place. What's up, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I considering going to a tankless.
All right. Well, Mary, if you don't mind two vagabond visitors, Jim and I will happily come and help you with this project. But we have to come twice because we have very different Alaska dreams. All right. So, Mary, what kind of fuel do you have in the house? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
All right. Well, with electric, you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for those gas water heaters. But what you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. And a heat pump is high efficiency electric water heating. So it's going to save you some money. And it also typically will qualify you for a variety of different types of energy rebates. But it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tanked electric heater, because with an electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7, it's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with a heat pump air conditioner to try to provide some of that warmth of the water. So it's less expensive to operate, and I think it really comes down to how much you want to spend for the unit. Are you going to be in your house a long time? Because it's not like you pack that thing up with you when you leave. You want to make sure you're investing something that you're going to spend time to enjoy, or if you're selling, you know you're going to see a big return on investment of it right away because you wouldn't have stayed there long enough after just installing it to see that return. What I would suggest you do as well is add a timer to it. There's a device that's not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance, and you basically set that water heater to come on, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through all the evening showers and baths, and then come on again in the morning for the morning routine of getting ready to start your day. That water is still going to remain warm throughout the day, but instead of running it 24/7, maybe it's only on 8 to 10 hours, and that's definitely going to save you some money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water.
Mm-hmm.
Bust on me one time. I don't want that to ever happen again, and I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, I'm going to say it's never going to happen again because it's just not that common. And I mean, that would be the most awful luck in the world if it happened to you twice. I mean, that would just be bad. So another thing you can do is if you've got Wi-Fi in the home, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted to your basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it will alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over immediately to check on the house and turn off the water main.
Yeah, I know. They have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Yeah, they have them, but they're really expensive, and you're not going to see any energy savings. Is there anything like propane that you could use for fuel?
No, we heat with fuel oil.
All right, yeah. So I think the best thing that you can do is either put a timer on your standard water pump heater or get a heat pump water heater. Anyway, I think those are probably the best options for you, and maybe down the road the electric technology will improve with those tankless options.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with something that affects every single home, indoor air quality. You know, once the winter hits and the windows get shut tight, that air inside can get stale pretty quickly. But the good news is there are easy, inexpensive things that you can be doing right now to help you breathe easier. And one of the biggest factors here in your indoor air quality is your HVAC filter. Now, if you haven't changed yours recently, now is the time. A dirty filter doesn't just trap the dust. It will make your home system work harder, and then it circulates that debris right back into your house. Now, what you want to look for is that MERV rating, and that's the filter's ability to catch fine particles. A MERV 11 to 13 filter is kind of that sweet spot for most homes. It captures allergens and dust without overloading the system, and if you have pets, you want to make sure that you're changing that filter more often. Now, next up, let's talk about humidity, because cold outdoor air holds very little moisture,
so that indoor air humidity often drops dramatically in the winter months. And that can lead to dry skin, static electricity shocks, sinus irritation. Hence, Leslie is still stuffed up after how many weeks?
Yeah, no doubt.
And it can also damage your wood floors and your furniture. Now, a cool mist humidifier can actually help restore that balance, but don't overdo it. You want to aim for a humidity range of 35 to 45%. Too much moisture can cause condensation on the windows. That can encourage mold growth. And speaking of mold, you want to make sure that you're ventilating when you cook or you take a shower. You want to run that range hood or your bathroom fan for at least 20 minutes after you're done, because that's going to pull the moisture out. It will help remove odors and airborne grease from the kitchen. And if you like houseplants, they can add a bit of freshness. They're not miracle air cleaners, but they do increase humidity gently, and they bring a natural feel to the room. Snake plants, pothos, peace lilies, they're all good low-maintenance options. And as you know, I do not have a green thumb, but I can keep a snake plant alive, and a peace lily can, like, grow like the Dickens here in my house.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really amazing. And finally, just be mindful of the cleaners that you use. Heavy chemical cleaners and strong fragrances can degrade your indoor air quality, so opt for mild soaps, vinegar-based cleaners, and unscented options when you can. And none of these steps require a renovation, just a little awareness. With a few small changes, you're going to breathe easier all season long. All right, now back to more of you. Jim, who's next?
We're heading down south where Michael's got a question about a pool deck that's cracking up. Ooh, what's going on there, Michael?
We just bought this house last fall, and around the pool, it has four or five cracks. I mean, it's not terrible, but they do show through the existing topical coat that they have on that concrete. Now, I want to grind this off, but what can I put in those cracks that will not show when I resurface it?
Yeah, this is super common with, you know, a surface around a pool. Just because the edge of the pool and the nature of what goes into the ground to surround your pool structure is a little softer, so you tend to get a little bit more movement, and it does require a bunch of maintenance with the cracks. So Quikrete makes a product just for that, and it's simply called Crack Seal. And it's a blended sort of latex emulsion, and it's designed to flow in and then solidify into those cracks. And you're allowed then, after it solidifies, to just finish on top of it with whatever your choice is. So that really is a pretty common issue around pool decks. But I would just encourage you to fill those cracks with the right material. A lot of people try to fill those cracks again with mortar or more concrete.
No.
And it just cracks again, and it falls right out. And it's something you're going to be doing over and over and over again. So you definitely want to use a product that's designed for this. Definitely look into the Quikrete's Concrete Crack Seal, because that is exactly what it does. I mean, it really is a wonderful product. My sister's home had a pool that had a very lovely slate surround to the pool itself. And same thing, it would chip. But we live in New York, so it sort of had that freeze-thaw cycle. So it definitely took a lot more abuse than Florida does. But it's the same thing. If you're trying to put concrete, which they did before, I was like, hey, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's an issue, and you're just going to keep chipping away at it. Even when I walk the dog on our block, somebody has an uneven, you know, concrete in front of the house, and they sort of did a triangular patch with fresh concrete. And every time I walk Shermie by it, like, I can feel that piece getting looser and coming away. So if you don't go with the right product there, Michael, it's just never going to last.
Yeah, and if you're going to be doing something over and over again, shouldn't it be, you know, painting brick? Or staining your deck, you know? Come on.
Really fun stuff. Yeah, so Michael, just check out the Quikrete Crack Seal for concrete, because that's what it does. Thanks so much for joining us these last couple of weeks here on the Money Pit. Coming up, do you have a room that just never feels warm enough, no matter how high you put up the heat? Up next, we're going to share some smart weekend projects that can help you warm up those chilly spaces, so stick around.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust. In an easy-to-digest segment, when it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Voice assistants like Alexa, Google, and Siri are always listening for its wake word, that prompt that wakes them up to send them into action. But have you ever wondered if those apps are listening to your conversations? Hader Sarmat is from 24/7 Labs, and they've done some research here.
There's growing evidence from the data from these devices, along with information from your browsing history, location, even previous conversations with family, that could help create a detailed profile about you. If you ask your smart assistants for the weather in Cancun and mention vacation plans, you might find travel ads popping up soon afterwards. While the device itself may not be processing this information specifically for ads, these companies use other data sources like recent searches, your app activity, location history to build these connections.
The bottom line being, your online activity can create a profile for advertisers.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. So, Jim.
Yes.
I have the craziest story. We've had a lot going on at home. I found out that having a 17-year-old who drives a car is super expensive car insurance. So I had to like get new car insurance for everything. And that meant getting new insurance for the house and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
And a few months back, they sent a note that was like, log in to the Hover app and take 45 minutes to take pictures of every angle of the house and inside and outside and measurements. But if you don't want to do it, we'll send somebody by. And I was like, check to I don't want to do it. Please send somebody by. Yesterday, I open up a letter that says here, the dwelling has physical conditions that present an extreme likelihood of significant loss, and we have been unable to obtain information. Specifically, the front steps of the dwelling lack safety handrails, undisclosed renovations, and information and photos of electrical, heating, and plumbing. We are canceling your policy. And I was like, what the heck is this? So I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? I'm like, I don't have renovations. I have a railing on my front steps. I'm like, did they go to the wrong house?
Yeah, it could be, but you have a north address, right?
So I call up the person who lives at the south address, and I'm like, Jim, are you doing work at your house? Maybe they went to the wrong house. And he's like, no, we're not doing any work. So then I, like, transposed my house numbers and was like, maybe they reversed it. So I drove by that house. No work. So I get to Good Morning America, and I'm talking to my co-partner, Russell, and I'm like, Russell, can you, what the hell? Can you believe this? And he's like, you know, sometimes they don't actually send anybody, and they Google image your home. So I type in my address in Google, and a picture shows up from May of 2025 when I replaced all my windows on the first floor. And all the windows are out, and there's construction debris everywhere, and a dude on a ladder. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, they didn't actually come and look at the house. They looked on Google Image and didn't even pay attention to the May 2025 stamping in the corner and assume that my house is full of holes still 6 months later.
Your heating bill must be huge.
I'm like, are you kidding me? So I reach out to, like, my insurance person who helped me get the policy, and I'm like, this is what I think happened. Here's a picture of my beautifully closed up, festively decorated home today, and this is from 6 months ago when there's holes in my house and dudes on ladders and construction things clearly putting in new windows that were leaking, by the way. And if you took a minute, insurance people, you would have seen this instead of making me sleepless for two nights.
And they got turned around, right?
No, not yet. They're still sorting it out. They sent them all the pictures. They explained that obviously you're looking at a six-month-old image from Google and, like, get in your car, folks.
There you go.
So hopefully this thing gets all turned around because I don't sleep enough as it is, and this is stressful. But listen, guys, if they send you a thing saying, like, hey, take some pictures, take the pictures.
Yeah, we're rethinking that, huh, Leslie?
Woof! 45 minutes then seems like a cakewalk compared to the stress I've had.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God!
Well, keep us posted if it happens by next week.
Listen, if it happens in the next week, you, my Money Pit family, will know. Jim is, of course, going to know because I'm going to call him and be like, Jimmy! Can you believe it?
Nice.
Anywho, let's get back to you guys. Do you have an insurance story? Because I bet you all do. What's going on?
And now in Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her Money Pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets of the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing kit. They're not expensive. They're going to test for a whole host of contaminants, and they're going to test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with that nasty-tasting water, if you taste that cold water and it tastes really bad, grab some of that immediately and send that in for a test. And I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it definitely doesn't sound right. Sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal and more metal leaches into that water. But I don't know what's happening here. It doesn't hurt to replace that fixture in the master bath, but I'd be really concerned about that water condition in the whole house, so I would definitely start there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, if you've got one room at home that just never seems to be warm, even when the rest of the house is toasty, you're not alone. You know, there's a few simple fixes that make a noticeable difference, and most can be done in a single weekend. So first, look for drafts. Windows are going to be your usual suspects, like Kaiser Soze. And it's a really easy fix. You know, you can use rope caulk. It's removable, it's moldable, and it's perfect for sealing those small gaps around those exterior window frames. And then there's also window insulation films. I mean, those are incredibly effective, and they peel right off in the springtime. Now, next, you want to look at your outlets and your switch plates on the exterior walls, because behind those plates is usually a hollow box that can leak a lot of cold air. And you can install inexpensive foam gaskets behind those covers, and it will make a surprisingly big difference. Now, the floors can also make a room feel really cold, even when the thermostat says otherwise. So add an area rug or layer a small rug over your carpeting, and that's going to help insulate and cut down that icy feeling underneath your feet. And if you have big, drafty windows, why not try thermal curtains? During the day, keep them open, let the sun warm the room. At night, close them up to lock that heat inside. Now, for homes with baseboard heaters, you want to make sure the furniture and the curtains aren't blocking that airflow. A blocked heater is going to waste energy, and it won't warm the room properly. And don't forget your ceiling fan. I know we talk about this a lot, but make sure that switch lets you run those blades in reverse at a slow speed, because that's going to push the warm air down towards you instead of trapping it near the ceiling. And if you rely on space heaters, use them safely. You want to keep them 3 feet from anything flammable. You want to place them on a flat surface and make sure that they have that tip-over shut-off option. And one more place that leaks heat is your attic hatch. You can add some weather stripping or a gasket cover to seal that opening. And that's a small project, but that does have a huge impact. Now, a few simple tweaks can turn that cold, stubborn room into one of the coziest spaces in your home. Perfect for this time of year. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, the holidays are coming fast, and the kitchen is about to become the busiest place in your home. Up next, we're going to share quick kitchen organizing tricks that make cooking, hosting, and cleanup so much easier without buying a single fancy gadget. That's coming up next. Metal roof.
roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Hope you're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high-interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and that guy is Jim Kenzie.
I'm the chief troublemaker here, chief bottle washer.
I know, we need one. I prefer a troublemaker to a bottle washer, but anyway, well, you could be both, and I'll be thrilled.
I'll be multitasking. What are we covering, Leslie? What do we got going?
We got a lot, but also, you guys, listen, the Money Pit, even though we're going away in a couple of weeks, the podcast, you're still going to be able to listen to it. You'll still hear my annoying nasally voice and Jim, and you'll be remembering Tom. You can check it all out at moneypit.com/podcast or download it on your favorite pod platform. But first, you guys, Jim, who's next?
Pete is in Pennsylvania. He's on the line with a siding question. Tell us what's going on, Pete, and what we can do to help out.
Well, it appears that the wind blew a piece of siding off the house. I was able to snap it in place and nail that piece of siding in a different place, but I find that the rest of the siding in that area, oh, maybe 25, 30 foot square, it all flops and it's not really locked together. How do I get that back together?
All right, was it originally together and now it's all disconnected?
Yeah, we moved in October, and I mean, everything looked fine.
I mean, here's the thing with vinyl siding. Generally, it's put on very loose. It's not nailed solid. And the reason for that is because it's vinyl, it kind of expands in the summertime and contracts, you know, with the weather and the sunlight. And if it's not loose,
then you're going to see buckling, and that's going to look terrible. So when you say it's kind of floppy, I mean, if the pieces are disconnected from one another, that's one thing. But if it's just loose where you can kind of grab the piece and slide it back and forth on the wall, that's normal. Now, there's also a tool called a zip tool that's made specifically for vinyl siding, and it kind of helps you reconnect pieces that may have become disconnected. And that generally is what happens here. So remember, the siding's supposed to be loose. Otherwise, it looks very wavy in the summer when it gets too hot on that side of the house. And the zip tool, if you need to reconnect, you can pick that up at any home center.
All right, thanks.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for calling. All right, well, now is the time to talk about the room that gets the most action this time of year.
The bathroom?
Ah, that's a good one. No, I'm talking about the kitchen, you guys. Whether you are cooking or hosting or just making cocoa for the kids, a little organization now is going to save you a ton of frustration later. So let's start by clearing the counters. Before you bring out festive decor or your baking supplies, give yourself the room to actually work. Put away appliances that you're not needing. Recycle the junk mail. Wipe down the surfaces. Next, you want to think in zones. Create a baking zone with your flour, sugar, spices, measuring cups, all in that one area. Make a prep zone with cutting boards and knives. Keep your spices near the stove, but not so close that the heat ruins them. If your counters tend to collect clutter, and, you know, no excuse, it happens to everybody, use trays or baskets to sort of corral all those items. A small tray can hold oils, salt, pepper, neatly, very nicely, right next to where you use them. A basket can keep all of those coffee supplies together, and that's super helpful when you have guests over and maybe you're sleeping in or taking a nap and they want to make themselves a cup of coffee. It really is great. And you can keep the mugs with it, the cocoa mix, the hot cocoa toppings, all kind of in one spot. Now, before that holiday cooking ramps up, check your cookware. Do you have the right roasting pan? Are the sheet pans warped? Is your mixer missing an attachment that you're going to need? A quick inventory now will avoid those last-minute trips to the store. And also take a few minutes to make space in your fridge and your freezer. Toss the old leftovers, the expired sauces, the mystery item that you're like, what is this? I don't remember ordering that. You know, you're going to need room for the supplies. You're going to need room for the big meals. You're going to need room for the leftovers. Trust me. And finally, tackle that tricky pan storage. Vertical organizer racks keep your lids and baking sheets upright. You can use tension rods to create dividers and stacking skillets with protective pads to help prevent the scratches definitely helps free up space. A little organization now is going to make your holiday cooking smoother, faster, more enjoyable. Plus, hopefully this organization sort of glides you right into the new year so that everything continues to be smooth operating.
While it's a pretty well-known fact that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten, but it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We'll share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit with Leslie's Last Word.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Build it sooner, meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I've got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The economy is making some record-setting gains, while the cultural fiscal package may be heading deep into the red. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and that guy is Jim Kenzie. Hey, Jim.
Leslie, a lot of folks know, it's a pretty well-known fact, actually, that poinsettias, while beautiful, can be really dangerous if eaten. But it turns out there's other holiday flowers way more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pet safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, Jim, do you remember many, many, many years ago, Tom sent me like a winter holiday.
Oh, it's a great story. Yeah.
A winter holiday centerpiece, and somehow the dog ate like a bunch of holly leaves, and I was like, huh, I think I remember seeing something about holly leaves being bad. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it was like, poison, danger, danger.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
truly,
a holly plant can be super deadly. I mean, if you eat 20 holly berries, you could die. 1 or 2, tummy ache, but 20, whoa, it's over for you guys.
And a dog, probably a lot less than that even.
Yeah, I guess it's based on your size, but I remember calling like animal poison control, and they were like, immediately grab a turkey baster and spray some rubbing alcohol. Was it? No, peroxide. Don't do rubbing alcohol. Peroxide down your dog's throat. And like, truly, I remember Lammy like puked immediately. But I was like, wow, all these beautiful holiday plants are super duper duper bad. Mistletoe, yeah, romantic, nice. Also diarrhea, nausea, blood pressure problems, and sometimes even fatalities when the berries are eaten. So,
and that's just the relationship that goes with it.
Yeah. I like that one. But truly, better just get a fake mistletoe. Or if you insist on having a real one, like put it really high, get it out of the way, you know, just make sure kids and animals can't get to it. And this is another beautiful holiday flower, amaryllis, and also paper whites, narcissus. They can cause heart arrhythmias and convulsions if their bulbs are digested. Mm. And pets are especially susceptible to those flowers, so keep them far from reach of any hungry or curious animal. I mean, it's nutty. If you think any of these plants were eaten, call local poison control. Be prepared to give them the name of the plant, the exact part of the plant that was eaten, when it was eaten, if you have an idea of how much was eaten. Also know, like, the time, the age, the weight, like, all of that about the person, like, what condition they're in, even with the animal. And I don't know, I've never called people poison control, but animal poison control made me pay for their answers. So also have a credit card ready.
Money well spent.
Truly.
Yeah. I just purchased an early gift from our girl, Freya, and it's called Pet Emergency, and it's basically activated charcoal paste in a big syringe. And if they eat something they shouldn't, and that's their proper move, you've got activated charcoal on hand, you open their mouth, shoot it down their throat, and it could save their life. So keep that in mind.
Jeez, that is good to know. And Sherman eats everything, so maybe I need to get that for him.
There you go.
All right. Well, be careful. Enjoy those flowers, but enjoy them safely and carefully. So before we wrap up, I really do just want to take a moment to share something from my heart. You know, these final few weeks here of the Money Pit have made me reflect on just how many memories this show holds. Your calls, your questions, the laughs, and yes, even the bloopers. They've mostly been Jim's, but I made some too, I guess. And Tom also. I mean, I've really been thinking a lot about Tom, and his voice just echoes through every segment that we do here. Tom believed that every homeowner could take on more than they thought they could, and that fixing something, no matter how small, can give you the confidence far beyond your four walls, and I will carry that with me always. So as we head into the week, I hope you take on a small project, something simple that makes your home a little safer, a little cozier, and a little more you, and think of Tom as you do so. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
It Takes Two is a health initiative raising awareness about the importance of complete testing and early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, or CKD, among people who are at greater risk, including those with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. The program provides education and resources to empower at-risk adults to work with their doctors and encourage healthcare professionals to use two tests, EGFR, a blood test, and UACR, a urine test, to help detect CKD. Dr. Charles Vega, primary care physician.
CKD is a progressive, potentially life-threatening condition caused by kidney damage that affects the body's ability to filter blood. More than 35 million U.S. adults have CKD, but 90% don't know they have it. Most people have no symptoms until the disease is advanced, leading to irreversible kidney damage.
Thelma, two-time kidney transplant recipient.
My journey with kidney disease has inspired me to help others. It Takes Two, you and your doctor, to help get the full picture of kidney health. Learn more at testyourkidneys.com.
Sponsored by
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet tomorrow with President Trump in Florida. Zelensky says the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during the talks, and the 20-point plan under discussion is nearly ready. The talks are the latest development in the U.S.-led diplomatic push to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Meanwhile, Russia's bombardments of Ukraine's capital continue. BBC correspondent Samira Hussein has more.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia over Ukraine and some 20-odd missiles as well. The main target has been the capital here in Kyiv. And there has been some infrastructure damage there. And according to the Ukrainian military, there has been damage to some residential buildings here as well.
Economist Steve Moore says the amount of fraud in government-run programs like Obamacare is inexcusable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agency.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm disrupted one of the busy travel weekends of the year. As of Saturday morning, New York City had received around 4 inches of snow, but at least 1,500 flights were canceled as the weekend began. California has dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration over a federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The administration has said the authority running it doesn't have a viable plan. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
What began decades ago is now coming to an end. South Korea is ending the Foreign Adoptions of Korean Children program. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Water, who files this report from Washington.
The South Korean government says it plans to end foreign adoptions of its children. The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a five-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029. I'm Donna Water.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Hogs are just naturally curious and extremely intelligent, and because of their size and strength, they often get what they want, especially wild ones.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Fishermen in Cyprus are now targeting invasive lionfish, which have spread from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. These fish threaten local species and the livelihoods of fishermen. Italian authorities have asked the public to report sightings of lionfish and other non-native species. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and with me as always is my good friend who I will miss chatting with, Jim Kenzie. Hey, Jimmy.
Certainly. I'm still going to be bothering you, though, Leslie.
I know. But, you know, I'm going to miss talking shop, except I'm going to call you to talk shop anyway.
But you never know. We might be talking shop tomorrow, and who knows? Life is a funny way of doing stuff.
I know, and we have to stay positive. And we want you guys to enjoy these last few weeks here of the Money Pit. So as we do move through the last few weeks of the program, I really do want to just say how grateful I am to have shared this journey with all of you. And, of course, I continue to honor the memory of my longtime co-host, Tom Kreitler, whose knowledge and wit and heart shaped the show for so many years. And we do have another great hour ahead here with practical projects that you can tackle this season. So I say let's jump in. The home improvement water is fine. Sometimes it's choppy and cold, but it's fine, you guys. So coming up, when the windows stay shut all winter long, indoor air, it gets stale and sometimes unhealthy. So coming up, we're going to share easy, affordable ways to improve your indoor air quality, reduce those allergens, and keep your home fresh all season long. And do you have a room in your house that never quite feels warm enough, no matter how high you crank up the heat? We're going to share some smart weekend projects that can help you warm up those stubborn, chilly spots without replacing the heating system. And you're running out of time, guys. The holidays are coming up fast, and the kitchen is about to become the busiest place in your home. We're going to share quick kitchen organizing tricks that will make cooking, hosting, and cleaning up so much easier without buying a single fancy gadget. But first, as Tom would say, it is the ho-ho home improvement season. So we want to help you create your best home ever. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie Scott is in Illinois, and he has a driveway question. So, Scott, fill us in, please.
We have a house that's 13 years old, and our driveway is finished in aggregate at the surface, which is a little rough. The problem is it's now starting to crumble. And I wonder what's the best alternative to try to repair that.
Now, when you say aggregate, are you talking about like a stone surface?
Yes, it's a little rough, right.
Yeah, that's a little hard to maintain, that surface. Is your driveway sloped? Is it pitched? Is that why you're dealing with a rough surface?
Yeah, it's only a mild slope. It's about 3 degrees.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to repair a surface like that because it's so rough right now. So the thing that you might think about is replacing.
Yes.
You know, the problem with driveway construction is that even though we all think driveways are as tough as roads, they're really not. I mean, they're just kind of a thin layer, so they really do have a shorter lifespan. And if it's starting to crumble and it's not that old, I think you're just going to see it to continue to deteriorate, and you might be looking at a replacement rather than a repair.
Probably maybe better to do it in cement rather than put up aggregate.
I mean, if you go with cement, that would be a really tough surface. You just have to think about it since it's pitched. You want to make sure, and you know, you're in Illinois, that you've got a really strong surface on there that's going to give you some traction because you do end up with ice and snow. You don't want to make it too smooth. So you have to make sure if you go with concrete that it's got some traction on it so that you're not going to slip or spin out in the car. I think it's a great option.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome, Scott. Good luck.
Annette in Mississippi is on the line, Leslie, and she has a flooring question. How can we help you out today, Annette?
I have ceramic tile in my kitchen and den, and I've noticed condensate on top of the surface of the tile, and I was just wondering what causes that.
Well, interesting. You know, condensation is caused by the difference between temperatures in a spot. So if you have a cold floor and a warm, humid house, then, you know, I mean, think about it like the summertime. You go outside and maybe you have a glass of like iced tea with ice cubes in it. And inside it's all lovely. And then you go outside into the hot weather and the outside gets all drippy and condensation. That's because that warm air is striking the outside of the glass. It's cooling. It releases the water. And that's why you're seeing the condensate. I mean, that's definitely what's happening with your floor. Now, a couple of things that you could do is maybe think about dehumidifying the space inside your home just to get that moisture air out. You know, if it's drier air inside, even if it's warmer, you're not going to see that condensation as much. So to dehumidify, there's a couple of ways that you can do that. Now, you can have an appliance called a whole home dehumidifier, and that gets installed into your HVAC system, and those can take out a lot of water, like 90 pints of water a day out of the air in your house. This isn't like the little dehumidifier where you've got to dump a little bucket. This is like a big mama that gets installed right into the HVAC system and gets rid of that water. And it can also actually reduce the cost of your air conditioning, because everybody thinks that air conditioning is the only way to dehumidify a house, but it's actually not, and it's not that good of a dehumidifier, frankly. If you were to add a whole home dehumidifier in addition to your air conditioning, you're going to find that it pulls a lot of moisture out of the air, and then it makes that air a lot more comfortable. When it's cool in the house, it might not feel so clammy and chilly, and it will dramatically reduce or completely eliminate that condensation that you're getting now on the floor, because with tile, even though the tile has like an anti-slip built into the finish of it, it could be pretty slippery, and you got to be careful, right?
Right. Is that common for ceramic tile floors?
I mean, it's not the material we're talking about. It's the environment in your home, the climate that's causing this to happen. You have high humidity in your house. I don't know why, but you want to check things like, do you have a bathroom exhaust fan? Is it venting the exhaust into the attic rather than the outside? Same thing with your kitchen range hood. Is that ducted to the outside? Or is it just sort of pulling the moist air and putting it right back into the kitchen? You want to look at the drainage around your house. Are the gutters dumping all of the water directly next to the foundation, and then that's getting sucked into the foundation, and then you're getting dampness in the house? All of these things contribute to the humidity level, so you kind of have to take a look at all of it and figure out what that solution is to sort of get the best solution. And we just don't want you slippy slidey, okay, Annette?
Okay, well, I currently use just a single room dehumidifier, and I haven't noticed it in any other place in the house. It's just that one area.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly try another dehumidifier in the space, but it's definitely a larger environmental issue inside your home and not the building material. It's not the tile, okay? So let's look at what's causing all of that moisture and humidity in the house. And you can even just tackle those like one area at a time. Like, you don't have to do everything right at once, but look at the gutters, look at the downspouts, see where the, you know, the vent fans are depositing. And hopefully, Annette, that can help you with all that moisture and you won't be slipping, all right? Just be careful. All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, when the windows stay shut for the whole darn winter, that indoor air can get stale fast. Coming up, we're going to share easy and affordable ways to improve your indoor air quality so everything feels fresh this season. That and more after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWS Cleans. Redmans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. Well, if The Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it your favorite podcast? You know, we've only got a couple of weeks left here with the live new shows, so you can still catch The Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com, and you'll get all of your best home improvement questions and answers and tips and tricks, all the things you love anytime you want. But first, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's up?
Have you been to Alaska, Leslie?
I have not.
Let's do a remote out there. It's gorgeous.
I would love to.
Let's go there. But in the meantime, we could talk to Mary, who's from Alaska.
But you know, Jim, you and I would have very different goals for an Alaska trip, I imagine.
Why is that?
Mine would be skiing and Northern Lights. Yours would be...
Definitely for the scenery and the fishing.
All right. So yours is a summer trip. We'll just have to go twice.
Okay.
So where's Mary? We're going to go visit her as well.
It sounds like she has a problem with her hot water at her place. What's up, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I'm considering going to a tankless.
All right, well, Mary, if you don't mind two vagabond visitors, Jim and I will happily come and help you with this project. But we have to come twice because we have very different Alaska dreams. All right, so, Mary, what kind of fuel do you have in the house? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
All right, well, with electric, you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for those gas water heaters. But what you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. And a heat pump is high-efficiency electric water heating. So it's going to save you some money, and it also typically will qualify you for a variety of different types of energy rebates. But it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tanked electric heater. Because with an electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7. It's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with a heat pump air conditioner to try to provide some of that warmth of the water. So it's less expensive to operate. And I think it really comes down to how much you want to spend for the unit. Are you going to be in your house a long time? Because it's not like you pack that thing up with you when you leave. You want to make sure you're investing something that you're going to spend time to enjoy. Or if you're selling, you know you're going to see a big return on investment of it right away because you wouldn't have stayed there long enough after just installing it to see that return. What I would suggest you do as well is add a timer to it. There's a device that's not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance, and you basically set that water heater to come on, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through all the evening showers and baths, and then come on again in the morning for the morning routine of getting ready to start your day. That water is still going to remain warm throughout the day, but instead of running it 24/7, maybe it's only on 8 to 10 hours, and that's definitely going to save you some money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water.
Mm-hmm.
Bust on me one time. I don't want that to ever happen again. And I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, I'm going to say it's never going to happen again because it's just not that common. And I mean, that would be the most awful luck in the world if it happened to you twice. I mean, that would just be bad. So another thing you can do is if you've got Wi-Fi in the home, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted to your basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it will alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over immediately to check on the house and turn off the water main.
Yeah, I know. They have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Yeah, they have them, but they're really expensive, and you're not going to see any energy savings. Is there anything like propane that you could use for fuel?
No, we heat with fuel oil.
All right, yeah. So I think the best thing that you can do is either put a timer on your standard water pump heater or get a heat pump water heater. Anyway, I think those are probably the best options for you, and maybe down the road the electric technology will improve with those tankless options.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with something that affects every single home, indoor air quality. You know, once the winter hits and the windows get shut tight, that air inside can get stale pretty quickly. But the good news is there are easy, inexpensive things that you can be doing right now to help you breathe easier. And one of the biggest factors here in your indoor air quality is your HVAC filter. Now, if you haven't changed yours recently, now is the time. A dirty filter doesn't just trap the dust. It will make your home system work harder, and then it circulates that debris right back into your house. Now, what you want to look for is that MERV rating, and that's the filter's ability to catch fine particles. A MERV 11 to 13 filter is kind of that sweet spot for most homes. It captures allergens and dust without overloading the system, and if you have pets, you want to make sure that you're changing that filter more often. Now, next...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fresh.
freshness. They're not miracle air cleaners, but they do increase humidity gently, and they bring a natural feel to the room. Snake plants, pothos, peace lilies, they're all good low-maintenance options. And as you know, I do not have a green thumb, but I can keep a snake plant alive, and a peace lily can, like, grow like the Dickens here in my house.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really amazing. And finally, just be mindful of the cleaners that you use. Heavy chemical cleaners and strong fragrances can degrade your indoor air quality, so opt for mild soaps, vinegar-based cleaners, and unscented options when you can. And none of these steps require a renovation, just a little awareness. With a few small changes, you're going to breathe easier all season long. All right, now back to more of you. Jim, who's next?
We're heading down south where Michael's got a question about a pool deck that's cracking up. Ooh, what's going on there, Michael?
We just bought this house last fall, and around the pool, it has four or five cracks. I mean, it's not terrible, but they do show through the existing topical coat that they have on that concrete. Now, I want to grind this off, but what can I put in those cracks that will not show when I resurface it?
Yeah, this is super common with, you know, a surface around a pool, just because the edge of the pool and the nature of what goes into the ground to surround your pool structure is a little softer, so you tend to get a little bit more movement, and it does require a bunch of maintenance with the cracks. So Quikrete makes a product just for that, and it's simply called Crack Seal. And it's a blended sort of latex emulsion, and it's designed to flow in and then solidify into those cracks. And you're allowed then, after it solidifies, to just finish on top of it with whatever your choice is. So that really is a pretty common issue around pool decks, but I would just encourage you to fill those cracks with the right material. A lot of people try to fill those cracks again with mortar or more concrete.
No.
And it just cracks again, and it falls right out, and it's something you're going to be doing over and over and over again. So you definitely want to use a product that's designed for this. Definitely look into the Quikrete's Concrete Crack Seal, because that is exactly what it does. I mean, it really is a wonderful product. My sister's home had a pool that had a very lovely slate surround to the pool itself. And same thing, it would chip. But we live in New York, so it sort of had that freeze-thaw cycle. So it definitely took a lot more abuse than Florida does. But it's the same thing. If you're trying to put concrete, which they did before, I was like, hey, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's an issue, and you're just going to keep chipping away at it. Even when I walk the dog on our block, somebody has an uneven, you know, concrete in front of the house, and they sort of did a triangular patch with fresh concrete, and every time I walk Shermie by it, like, I can feel that piece getting looser and coming away. So if you don't go with the right product there, Michael, it's just never going to last.
Yeah, and if you're going to be doing something over and over again, shouldn't it be, you know, painting brick? Or staining your deck, you know? Come on.
Really fun stuff. Yeah, so Michael, just check out the Quikrete Crack Seal for concrete, because that's what it does. Thanks so much for joining us these last couple of weeks here on the Money Pit. Coming up, do you have a room that just never feels warm enough, no matter how high you put up the heat? Up next, we're going to share some smart weekend projects that can help you warm up those chilly spaces, so stick around.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting 5 internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at 5 internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her. Not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on YSLBeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Voice assistants like Alexa, Google, and Siri are always listening for its wake word, that prompt that wakes them up to send them into action. But have you ever wondered if those apps are listening to your conversations? Hader Sarmat is from 24/7 Labs, and they've done some research here.
There's growing evidence from the data from these devices, along with information from your browsing history, location, even previous conversations with family, that could help create a detailed profile about you. You ask your smart assistants for the weather in Cancun and mention vacation plans, you might find travel ads popping up soon afterwards. While the device itself may not be processing this information specifically for ads, these companies use other data sources like recent searches, your app activity, location history to build these connections.
The bottom line being, your online activity can create a profile for advertisers.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is a global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. So, Jim.
Yes.
I have the craziest story. We've had a lot going on at home. I found out that having a 17-year-old who drives a car is super expensive car insurance. So I had to like get new car insurance for everything. And that meant getting new insurance for the house and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
And a few months back, they sent a note that was like, log in to the Hover app and take 45 minutes to take pictures of every angle of the house and inside and outside and measurements. But if you don't want to do it, we'll send somebody by. And I was like, check to I don't want to do it. Please send somebody by. Yesterday, I open up a letter that says here, The dwelling has physical conditions that present an extreme likelihood of significant loss, and we have been unable to obtain information. Specifically, the front steps of the dwelling lack safety handrails, undisclosed renovations, and information and photos of electrical, heating, and plumbing. We are canceling your policy. And I was like, what is this? What the heck is this? So I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? I'm like, I don't have renovations. I have a railing on my front steps. I'm like, did they go to the wrong house?
Yeah, it could be, but you have a north address, right?
So I call up the person who lives at the south address, and I'm like, Jim, are you doing work at your house? And maybe they went to the wrong house. And he's like, no, we're not doing any work. So then I, like, transposed my house numbers and was like, maybe they reversed it. So I drove by that house. No work. So I get to Good Morning America, and I'm talking to my co-partner, Russell, and I'm like, Russell, what the hell? Can you believe this? And he's like, you know, sometimes they don't actually send anybody, and they Google image your home. So I type in my address in Google, and a picture shows up from May of 2025 when I replaced all my windows on the first floor. And all the windows are out, and there's construction debris everywhere, and a dude on a ladder. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, they didn't actually come and look at the house. They looked on Google Image and didn't even pay attention to the May 2025 stamping in the corner and assume that my house is full of holes still 6 months later.
Your heating bill must be huge.
I'm like, are you kidding me? So I reach out to, like, my insurance person who helped me get the policy, and I'm like, this is what I think happened. Here's a picture of my beautifully closed up, festively decorated home today, and this is from 6 months ago when there's holes in my house and dudes on ladders and construction things clearly putting in new windows that were leaking, by the way. And if you took a minute, insurance people, you would have seen this instead of making me sleepless for two nights.
And they got turned around, right?
No, not yet. They're still sorting it out. They sent them all the pictures. They explained that obviously you're looking at a six-month-old image from Google and, like, get in your car, folks.
There you go.
So hopefully this thing gets all turned around because I don't sleep enough as it is, and this is stressful. But listen, guys, if they send you a thing saying, like, hey, take some pictures, take the pictures.
Yeah, rethinking that, huh, Leslie?
Woof! 45 minutes then seems like a cakewalk compared to the stress I've had.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God!
Well, keep us posted if it happens by next week.
Listen, if it happens in the next week, you, my Money Pit family, will know. Jim is, of course, going to know because I'm going to call him and be like, Jimmy! Can you believe it?
Nice.
Anywho, let's get back to you guys. Do you have an insurance story? Because I bet you all do. What's going on?
And now in Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her Money Pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets of the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing kit. They're not expensive. They're going to test for a whole host of contaminants, and they're going to test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with that nasty tasting water, if you taste that cold water and it tastes really bad, grab some of that immediately and send that in for a test. And I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it definitely doesn't sound right. Sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal and more metal leaches into that water. But I don't know what's happening here. It doesn't hurt to replace that fixture in the master bath, but I'd be really concerned about that water condition in the whole house, so I would definitely start there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, if you've got one room at home that just never seems to be warm, even when the rest of the house is toasty, you're not alone. You know, there's a few simple fixes that make a noticeable difference, and most can be done in a single weekend. So first, look for drafts. Windows are going to be your usual suspects, like Kaiser Soze. And it's a really easy fix. You know, you can use rope caulk, it's removable, it's moldable, and it's perfect for sealing those small gaps around those exterior window frames. And then there's also window insulation films. I mean, those are incredibly effective, and they peel right off in the springtime. Now, next, you want to look at your outlets and your switch plates on the exterior walls, because behind those plates is usually a hollow box that can leak a lot of cold air. And you can install inexpensive foam gaskets behind those covers, and it will make a surprisingly big difference. Now, the floors can also make a room feel really cold, even when the thermostat says otherwise. So add an area rug or layer a small rug over your carpeting, and that's going to help insulate and cut down that icy feeling underneath your feet. And if you have big, drafty windows, why not try thermal curtains? During the day, keep them open, let the sun warm the room. At night, close them up to lock that heat inside. Now, for homes with baseboard heaters, you want to make sure the furniture and the curtains aren't blocking that airflow. A blocked heater is going to waste energy, and it won't warm the room properly. And don't forget your ceiling fan. I know we talk about this a lot, but make sure that switch lets you run those blades in reverse at a slow speed, because that's going to push the warm air down towards you instead of trapping it near the ceiling. And if you rely on space heaters, use them safely. You want to keep them 3 feet from anything flammable. You want to place them on a flat surface and make sure that they have that tip-over shut-off option. And one more place that leaks heat is your attic hatch. You can add some weather stripping or a gasket cover to seal that opening. And that's a small project, but that does have a huge impact. Now, a few simple tweaks can turn that cold, stubborn room into one of the coziest spaces in your home, perfect for this time of year. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the holidays are coming fast, and the kitchen is about to become the busiest place in your home. Up next, we're going to share quick kitchen organizing tricks that make cooking, hosting, and cleanup so much easier without buying a single fancy gadget. That's coming up next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
But also, you guys, listen, the Money Pit, even though we're going away in a couple of weeks, the podcast, you're still going to be able to listen to it. You'll still hear my annoying nasally voice and Jim, and you'll be remembering Tom. You can check it all out at moneypit.com/podcast or download it on your favorite pod platform. But first, you guys, Jim, who's next?
Pete is in Pennsylvania. He's on the line with a siding question. Tell us what's going on, Pete, and what we can do to help out.
Well, it appears that the wind blew a piece of siding off the house. I was able to snap it in place and nail that piece of siding in a different place, but I find that the rest of the siding in that area, well, maybe 25, 30 foot square, it all flops and it's not really locked together. How do I get that back together?
All right, was it originally together and now it's all disconnected?
Yeah, we moved in October, and I mean, everything looked fine.
I mean, here's the thing with vinyl siding. Generally, it's put on very loose. It's not nailed solid, and the reason for that is because it's vinyl, it kind of expands in the summertime and contracts, you know, with the weather and the sunlight, and if it's not loose, then you're going to see buckling, and that's going to look terrible. So when you say it's kind of floppy, I mean, if the pieces are disconnected from one another, that's one thing. But if it's just loose where you can kind of grab the piece and slide it back and forth on the wall, that's normal. Now, there's also a tool called a zip tool that's made specifically for vinyl siding. And it kind of helps you reconnect pieces that may have become disconnected. And that generally is what happens here. So remember, the siding's supposed to be loose. Otherwise, it looks very wavy in the summer when it gets too hot on that side of the house. And the zip tool, if you need to reconnect, you can pick that up at any home center.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Pete. Thanks so much for calling. All right. Well, now is the time to talk about the room that gets the most action this time of year.
The bathroom?
Ah, that's a good one. No, I'm talking about the kitchen, you guys. Whether you are cooking or hosting or just making cocoa for the kids, a little organization now is going to save you a ton of frustration later. So let's start by clearing the counters. Before you bring out festive decor or your baking supplies, give yourself the room to actually work. Put away appliances that you're not needing. Recycle the junk mail. Wipe down the surfaces. Next, you want to think in zones. Create a baking zone with your flour, sugar, spices, measuring cups, all in that one area. Make a prep zone with cutting boards and knives. Keep your spices near the stove, but not so close that the heat ruins them. If your counters tend to collect clutter, and, you know, no excuse, it happens to everybody, use trays or baskets to sort of corral all those items. A small tray can hold oils, salt, pepper, neatly, very nicely, right next to where you use them. A basket can keep all of those coffee coffee supplies together, and that's super helpful when you have guests over and maybe you're sleeping in or taking a nap and they want to make themselves a cup of coffee. It really is great. And you can keep the mugs with it, the cocoa mix, the hot cocoa toppings, all kind of in one spot. Now, before that holiday cooking ramps up, check your cookware. Do you have the right roasting pan? Are the sheet pans warped? Is your mixer missing an attachment that you're going to need? A quick inventory now will avoid those last-minute trips to the store. And also take a few minutes to make space in your fridge and your freezer. Toss the old leftovers, the expired sauces, the mystery item that you're like, what is this? I don't remember ordering that. You know, you're going to need room for the supplies. You're going to need room for the big meals. You're going to need room for the leftovers. Trust me. And finally, tackle that tricky pan storage. Vertical organizer racks keep your lids and baking sheets upright. You can use tension rods to create dividers and stacking skillets with protective pads to help prevent the scratches. Definitely helps free up space. A little organization now is going to make your holiday cooking smoother, faster, more enjoyable. Plus, hopefully this organization sort of glides you right into the new year so that everything continues to be smooth operating.
While it's a pretty well-known fact that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten, but it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We'll share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit with Leslie's Last Word.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or, like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The economy is making some record-setting gains, while the cultural fiscal package may be heading deep into the red. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of Liberty Nation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
May making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and that guy is Jim Kenzie. Hey, Jim.
Leslie, a lot of folks know, it's a pretty well-known fact, actually, that poinsettias, while beautiful, can be really dangerous if eaten. But it turns out there's other holiday flowers way more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pet safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, Jim, do you remember many, many, many years ago, Tom sent me like a winter holiday.
Oh, it's a great story. Yeah.
A winter holiday centerpiece, and somehow the dog ate like a bunch of holly leaves, and I was like, huh, I think I remember seeing something about holly leaves being bad. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it was like, poison, danger, danger.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, truly, a holly plant can be super deadly. I mean, if you eat 20 holly berries, you could die. One or two, tummy ache, but 20, whoa, it's over for you guys.
And a dog, probably a lot less than that even.
Yeah, I guess it's based on your size, but I remember calling like animal poison control, and they were like, immediately grab a turkey baster and spray some rubbing alcohol. Was it? No, peroxide. Don't do rubbing alcohol. Peroxide down your dog's throat. And like, truly, I remember Lammy like puked immediately. But I was like, wow, all these beautiful holiday plants are super duper duper bad. Mistletoe, yeah, romantic, nice. Also diarrhea, nausea, blood pressure problems, and sometimes even fatalities when the berries are eaten. So,
and that's just the relationship that goes with it.
Yeah. I like that one. But truly, better just get a fake mistletoe. Or if you insist on having a real one, like put it really high, get it out of the way, you know, just make sure kids and animals can't get to it. And this is another beautiful holiday flower, amaryllis, and also paper whites, narcissus. They can cause heart arrhythmias and convulsions if their bulbs are digested. Mm. And pets are especially susceptible to those flowers, so keep them far from reach of any hungry or curious animal. I mean, it's nutty. If you think any of these plants were eaten, call local poison control. Be prepared to, give them the name of the plant, the exact part of the plant that was eaten, when it was eaten, if you have an idea of how much was eaten. Also know, like, the time, the age, the weight, like, all of that about the person, like, what condition they're in, even with the animal. And I don't know, I've never called people poison control, but animal poison control made me pay for their answers. So also have a credit card ready.
Money well spent.
Truly.
Yeah. I just purchased an early gift from our girl, Freya, and it's called Pet Emergency, and it's basically activated charcoal paste in a big syringe. And if they eat something they shouldn't, and that's the proper move, you've got activated charcoal on hand, you open their mouth, shoot it down their throat, and it could save their life. So keep that in mind.
Jeez, that is good to know. And Sherman eats everything, so maybe I need to get that for him.
There you go.
All right, well, be careful. Enjoy those flowers, but enjoy them safely and carefully. So before we wrap up, I really do just want to take a moment to share something from my heart. You know, these final few weeks here of the Money Pit have made me reflect on just how many memories this show holds. Your calls, your questions, the laughs, and yes, even the bloopers. They've mostly been Jim's, but I made some too, I guess. And Tom also. I mean, I've really been thinking a lot about Tom, and his voice just echoes through every segment that we do here. Tom believed that every homeowner could take on more than they thought they could, and that fixing something, no matter how small, can give you the confidence far beyond your four walls, and I will carry that with me always. So as we head into the week, I hope you take on a small project, something simple that makes your home a little safer, a little cozier, and a little more you, and think of Tom as you do so. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
It Takes Two is a health initiative raising awareness about the importance of complete testing and early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the show on this Christmas Eve. I know, for example, if you are braving the weather, you're going to be delayed. Perhaps if you're in the West Coast going east, that is always a challenge, especially this time of year. So don't let it get you down. We have a lot to discuss today. This hour, I'm going to be joined by Carly Shimkus, fresh off Fox and Friends, and Rich Lowry, editor of National Review. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
If we do the quick math, $9 billion in fraud divided by 5.79 million Minnesotans comes out to roughly be $1,500 a person that each Minnesotan, each hardworking Minnesotan, has had stolen from them from the Walz administration.
Yes, sickening. All signs point to Governor Walz looking the other way as Minneapolis was robbed blind by many of the in the Somali community. What does he do? He blames J.D. Vance. You're not going to believe it. Investigations are coming big time.
Number two.
Maduro's been in power for 12 years. You've got to give Trump time here. If we allow this to take a little time, ultimately, I think the goal here is to win the war, the regime change, without firing a shot. And Trump is beautifully playing this right now.
Yep. Retired Navy SEAL Mike Cirelli joined me on Fox and Friends today, and that's his review of what's happening in Venezuela. Maduro, start packing. But indications Trump's ready to rid Venezuela of their illegitimate dictator. Why I am all for it despite the risks.
Number one.
This is the golden age coming. 4.3% this quarter means Americans on average are making more money in their pocketbooks. That makes for a great Christmas.
Don't have a pocketbook, but I do have pockets. The economy shows signs of soaring as we close out 2025. We're going to go over the stunning numbers and see when the rise of consumer confidence will follow, because it's not there yet. And by the way, you could always follow us. If you missed the show, you get the podcast anytime, and you get the Fox News app, and you can always listen to the show. Carly Shimkus, welcome.
Hello.
So, I mean, we have a lot on our plate going into this holiday season, and on foreign relations. You know, Netanyahu's coming next week to Mar-a-Lago, and you know he's going to be reportedly asking. Say, look, the Iran's reconstituting their ballistic missile program, reconstituting their nuclear program. I know how to take it out. Just want to tell you, I'd like to do it.
Yeah, so the president, although it's Christmas, he's going to be at Mar-a-Lago, does not stop.
He's 4 o'clock today. He's going to have a presser.
It's true. Yeah, right. It's true that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be having that conversation with him. And they're worried not about the nuclear program, although they still have their sights set on that and are making sure they know exactly where things stand with Iran on the nuclear front, but they're worried about ballistic missiles. And Iran has been testing ballistic missiles recently, and they say that these tests could easily be a mask towards launching those ballistic missiles into Israel. So that's what they're worried about, and that's what the president's going to be talking about with Netanyahu.
Because, you know, they were able to penetrate the air defenses of Israel. We forgot that, but it was pretty consistent, kind of scary over there for a while, but they also took things into their own hands, as you know. So Venezuela, what do you think's going to happen?
Man, it's one of those things that initially when it happened, I think everybody was really confused about what this was about, because it always felt like it was bigger than drugs. And I think it is. I really think it is. So right now the president has sent even more troops and military power into the Caribbean. And that just happened yesterday. So, man, are things ramping up. And I think one of the things that the president said recently that's very interesting and somewhat telling on where he is mentally when it comes to Venezuela is, did you hear his press conference he had with Pete Hegseth when they announced the warships? And
I only got the warships announcement.
Okay, so he took a bunch of questions, and one of the reporters was like, what is your goal when it comes to Venezuela? What's going to happen? Same question you asked. And is your goal for Maduro to leave Venezuela? And his response was like, I don't know. Yes, maybe. It's up to Nicolas Maduro. And I think that one of the things that Trump is doing right now, and that this is something that Mike Cirelli said too, and I love this comment on Fox and Friends. He says that a lot of this is psychological warfare. I mean, imagine being Nicolas Maduro and hearing that from the president, and you don't know exactly what his goal is and where things stand. I really think that what Trump is annoyed about is the drugs that are coming to the country from Venezuela and also Tren de Aragua. And he is pissed about that and does want Nicolas Maduro to pay the price for that. And then there are all these other things when it comes to Venezuela that are like bonuses for Trump. Because if you take down Venezuela with oil, that impacts Cuba, that impacts Russia, that impacts China. So I feel like he doesn't see any downside. And who knows, maybe this will be the turning point for the country.
I mean, the U.S. is moving large numbers of special operations aircraft, troops, and equipment into the Caribbean. And that means that, okay, they're taking their oil. First, they're blowing up the drugs. And then they're taking their oil, you know, the ships that contain on the average tanker 80 million barrels of oil. We're stopping. We stopped two. We're threatening to take more. We're in the process of taking a third. Already Cuba's paying the price. The president, Maduro's losing any type of revenue we would have gotten. I did not know that 80% of the oil that goes out of Venezuela goes to China at a discount. So China's feeling it. That's 15% of their oil. Here's more from Mike Cirelli. Cut 17.
Cuba has had special police services within Venezuela. So, again, it's much like Beijing in Moscow are pulling back, understanding not to get involved in the Western Hemisphere. The economic strain that this puts on Cuba, it may almost be, and I hate to bring up the term, which was a failed term, the domino effect. If you take down Maduro, how does this impact Cuba and potentially regime change there?
Can't make it worse. Right? I mean, you can't make Cuba worse.
I mean, can you imagine living in Venezuela or Cuba right now, especially with this oil squeeze? I think that the president is hyper-focused on the Western Hemisphere. And he's talking about countries that, Brian, we've never heard any president really focus on before. Mm-hmm. Greenland is back in the news. He just appointed a special ambassador and the governor of Louisiana there. And he's still focused on acquiring that territory. Greenland is currently not on board with it, but I understand why the president is focused on it. I think it's fascinating. I love that conversation is back in the news.
I just think you could do a deal with Denmark and just say, look, we're going to be expanding our military base there. You're not touching the rare earth. You're not even protecting these people. So we're going to do it. And I think there could be a deal be done, and then it builds towards Denmark saying this no longer makes sense for us. But I just think you get the national pride up when you say we're taking it. And we're like, really? We're taking it now all of a sudden?
It could be a language thing. Yeah. Because people in Greenland, there are all sorts of opinions, but
they'd rather be on their own.
Yeah.
They don't want them.
I think the overwhelming opinion is that they don't love right now the idea of being taken over by the United States. But certain things that the U.S. can provide Greenland, which are greater, we're so much closer. So from a national security standpoint, we're right there.
I mean, their mail, will you do a better job on their mail? Also, World Cup tickets. If we make you part of it, you'd be getting an American discount.
Wow.
Think about that. I haven't gotten confirmation, but I could make that happen.
Fast food restaurants, American chains in Greenland?
In 2 seconds. Right now, there's 60,000 people, and basically they go fishing every day or they don't eat. As far as I can tell,
not
there's no.
True.
It does. It seems like that. Here's Steve Yates talking about the Venezuela situation. He's with Heritage. Cut 19.
President Trump's proven willing to sort of gradually increase the pressure and maybe change the negotiating calculus. Certainly Maduro would be wise to heed the president's warning. He talks like no other president. I love it.
Right. And I think it matters. So I think Democrats don't know what to make of it because they're not pro-Maduro, but they're embarrassed. They have to be embarrassed that Joe Biden said, we're going to start pumping oil. We'll take your oil because I don't want to drill because I signed this whole Inflation Reduction Act, and I promised Bernie Sanders I wouldn't be promoting fossil fuels.
Yeah.
So I'll drain the strategic oil reserve, and then I'll do a deal with Venezuela. And you know what they were supposed to do? Have free and fair elections. You know what they didn't do? Have free and fair elections. And never did anything about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So if Democrats are going to go to bat and say, what's Trump doing? Okay, What did your guys do?
Right.
And how did that make anything better?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just really interested in where the president is mentally on this, because he has been cagey on what his ultimate goal is.
You know why?
I think that's by design. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to say regime change?
He doesn't want to say regime change because of what it means, and he doesn't want to do it. He wants to let the people of Venezuela make the decision, but he's trying to squeeze him to the point where Maduro is forced to make one decision while you can. They got a condo in Belarus, a house on a cul-de-sac in Moscow, something, because soon it's going to be jail. Because that's what could happen to you.
Yeah, totally. And I just go back to, I think President Trump is so angry when it comes to Trinidad and Tobago in this country. And a part of this really could be revenge. And I don't know if that's like something that you could say politically, but I'm not a politician, so I can say it. And I really think that's part of it. And then think about, we talked about this a bit on Fox and Friends today, but did you hear those comments that Hunter Biden made about his dad and immigration, and saying, I mean, he sounded like a Republican now and then, being like, we really should have focused just on, you know, good people coming into this country. And, you know, during my dad's time in office, everybody was coming in. It's like, really? You say that now. I mean, you have such influence over your father. Where was that statement for 4 years?
I mean, there's a lot of people who thought he was making all the decisions, Hunter Biden. He also said he was going to get in a physical fight with Jake Tapper, wanted to knock him out. Okay, good luck with that. And then he also said that, my problem was getting involved in Ukraine, and there's a bunch of kleptocrats. Really? So Ukraine was the problem. That's why when you joined the Burisma board. He also jumps all over the Obama administration for making him divest and stop doing consulting work.
Yeah.
Because they said they would make his dad look bad. Didn't stop him from getting a place on Burisma through a deal with Romania and getting off the Air Force, too, and going into China.
Right. Yeah. It's everybody else's fault.
CEFC.
That's why you should never speak publicly for 5 hours straight, which is exactly how long that interview was, unless you're Brian Kilmeade. You speak for six and never make any mistake.
That's true. As far as I can tell. Let me Google myself. Oops, I did. So there you go. We're going to take a short time out, be back more with Carly Shimkus. And Carly, you're going to be on tomorrow on Fox and Friends,
too,
right?
Yeah, that's right, Christmas.
All right, don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A man in Italy accused of dressing up as his mom to collect her pension. The man, whose name hasn't been released by authorities, is the son of Graziella Dall'Olio, who had died in 2022 at the age of 82. Police say the 57-year-old man, who's a former nurse and currently unemployed, did not report her death to authorities. When Dall'Olio's ID expired, the son allegedly put on makeup, a wig, and her clothes to pose as his mother and renew her ID. However, the agent that was processing the application noticed dark hair on the back of his neck and on his chin and tipped off authorities to the alleged crime. Officers then went to the elderly woman's home address and found her mummified body in the laundry closet room wrapped in sleeping bags. The man is accused of concealing a corpse, fraud against the state, impersonation, and forgery of a public document. He's accused of removing fluids from his mother's body with a syringe to prevent decomposition. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say live and let die.
I thought live and let die is not the easiest title around, but I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live, but I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it, all my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You got a chance, you got to get it. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. The National Safety Council says impairment begins with the first drink. And you should have a plan before you take that first drink. What kind of plans? Well, a designated driver, a taxi or rideshare, or an overnight stay at a friend's home. Any of those options could save a life. The council says even having just a single drink can cause a decline in visual function, mental judgment, and more skills, which all result in driver impairment. The U.S. saw reductions in alcohol-involved crashes in the 80s because the legal driving limit was lowered to 0.08 blood alcohol concentration. The minimum legal drinking age was also increased to 21, and there were more campaigns about the dangers of drinking and driving. But even today, about a third of all traffic fatalities in the U.S. have alcohol blood levels at or above that number. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
What is with Jake Tapper?
He's such a...
I mean, look, I almost got in a fight with Jake Tapper at the Super Bowl in... I forget when it was. I mean, the first Eagles Super Bowl. Not the first, but it must have been. It was shortly after my brother's death. And he had done something that I thought was totally f***ed up. And I told him I would... If it weren't in front of a lot of people, I would knock him the f*** out. And this is how much of a f*** he is. He called my dad and demanded an apology.
What?
Yeah. He's a grown f***. Man, he called one of my dad's staffers and he goes and he said, I felt threatened and Hunter owes me an apology. And by the way, I felt incredibly justified. I'm not going to tell this story because it's too convoluted. But just that's who Jake Tapper is. I mean, you know, he talks big, hides behind a pen and a desk. And I don't think that he contributes in any way to the discourse or provides any real journalism whatsoever.
So Hunter Biden took aim at everyone. The Obama people around him, Nancy Pelosi, 5.5 hours on a podcast with Sean Ryan. Carly, he's saying he's going to knock out Jake Tapper, and he called his dad. Well, I mean, literally, that was before Jake Tapper wrote a book about how addled his dad was afterwards and cashed in on it.
What is it with the Biden family and wanting to fight people?
I know.
I mean,
Do they ever actually fight?
Are they supposed to be like a premier political family in our country? And you have him saying he wants to fight Jake Tapper, Joe Biden saying he wants to take, remember Trump behind the gym and knock him out? What?
That's the way we used to do things in Delaware.
And talk about contributions. Hunter Biden is talking about somebody not contributing to American society, really?
So here's what he said about his dad in Afghanistan. We all know the biggest disaster in American military history. Now even Hunter admits it.
One of the failures was the way in which they executed the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I think it was an obvious failure. I think 13 Marines are dead. I think that there was a better way to do it. And I think that I can blame it on his generals. I can blame it on the people, the way in which we did it. But my dad always knew this also, is that the buck stops with him. I think that that was a failure. I think leaving Afghanistan was the right thing to do. I think that in terms of the 20 years of blood that your brothers gave for an endless war in $8 trillion, is that there is a never-ending lust to continue to sell material and our blood, sweat, and money to a country that has never been anything but a killing ground for empires. So, regardless of whether you believe that or not, the execution of the withdrawal resulted, I think, in and by the way, you can blame part of it on Trump and that he let all those people out of the prison and Taliban. But you know what? But it stops with the president, and that's what he said. That was a mistake.
I think what that shows is that everybody, I mean, what he's saying is obvious, but coming from him, it's notable. And it shows that everybody, even within the Biden administration, absolutely knew that they caused one of the most horrific crises that America has ever faced. And yet, when they were doing the press conferences and when they
Admiral
were doing
Kirby.
The speeches, they were saying this was out of our control. We're doing the best we can. This is the situation that we've been dealt. It's not us. Don't look at us. Well, you know, fast forward however many years it's been. And now you have the president's son saying the obvious.
So, Carly, just so that everyone knows, sometimes people underneath you make a decision that has nothing to do with you. Let's say Sean Duffy decides to do something and doesn't tell Trump. Well, Trump's administration, but Sean Duffy made it. This was him directly.
Yep.
This was he told the generals, I want everybody out. And go, really? Well, just keep a small force. I can't keep a small force there. That force will be annihilated, so I got to pull everybody out. This guy pulled people out and didn't tell NATO, who had 4,500 troops there. Then he pulls out. It didn't cost $8 trillion to do Afghanistan. In fact, it was done on the cheap. Maybe people say we should have went in with a bigger footprint or should have pulled out right away. Having said that, no one ever balanced out what we were getting from that occupation, and that was a looking glass intelligence on China, on Pakistan, on Russia right in the area, and an over the horizon on Iran. Yeah. That's what Bagram gave us. That's what Afghanistan gave us. And when we left, we got the Gaza, and we also got Ukraine invaded.
And we also now have two dead service members in Washington, D.C., who were killed by somebody who came to the United States as a result of the absolutely zero oversight that took place, because we were rushing to get Afghan citizens who had just been controlled by the Taliban, a terrorist organization, for their entire lives into this country. And now we have no idea who is. So that's one of the things that
Dad left everyone behind. We said that
we left good people there to die, and we took a lot of the bad people, and we still have no idea how many people. It just feels like such a ticking time bomb that we're still living through to this
so
day.
So listen, this is what they said. He goes on to say this. After Afghanistan, after forcing people to take a vaccine, after firing people in the military that didn't, after keeping schools closed, they had a midterm election and they lost the House by just 4 or 5 seats. And they gained a seat in the Senate or lost one seat in the Senate. So the Biden says, Hunter's saying, my dad's thinking, this is great. I just did better in the midterms than all my predecessors and I got 82 million votes. Of course I'm going to run again.
Yeah.
So, but the reason why was abortion. Roe v. Wade was just turned over 8 months prior, and that's what every Democrat ran on.
Isn't that fascinating? And that hindsight is 2020, and that political timeline really does check out. So Joe Biden was taking credit for something that had absolutely nothing to do with him. So he runs again. Then we have the disastrous debate, and now we have President Trump who's trying to clean it all up.
Mm-hmm. Think about this for those evangelicals. There was one president that delivered the Roe v. Wade overturn. Now, politically, the president said, wow, this has been, it's double-sided. But he's like, this is what you guys wanted. This is why you guys put me into office.
Yeah, exactly.
And he delivered it. Now it's not even going to, I thought this is going to be a big deal for 20 years. I actually don't even think it's going to be on the ballot, technically, on the midterms.
No, not at all. I hear the wrap-up music. I know this is a note to end on, but abortion hasn't been impacted in this country. People, unfortunately, can still get them in states where it's provided. It's a state choice. So some people are happy, some people are sad about it, and that's the way the cookie has crumbled.
And we'll find out when we annex Greenland where will they stand.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll be pro-choice or pro-life.
Or pro-Taco Bell, because we're getting the restaurants in
there. That's true, yeah. We get them there, and then we'll get what they have for us. Thanks, Carly.
On top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. The National Safety Council says impairment begins with the first drink. And you should have a plan before you take that first drink. What kind of plans? Well, a designated driver, a taxi or rideshare, or an overnight stay at a friend's home. Any of those options could save a life. The council says even having just a single drink can cause a decline in visual function, mental judgment, and more skills, which all result in driver impairment. The U.S. saw reductions in alcohol-involved crashes in the 80s because the legal driving limit was lowered to 0.08 blood alcohol concentration. The minimum legal drinking age was also increased to 21, and there were more campaigns about the dangers of drinking and driving. But even today, about a third of all traffic fatalities in the U.S. have alcohol blood levels at or above that number. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Even though December is the month you might be spending more dough than usual for holiday gifts, the month also provides some great deals that include end-of-year sales at big-box retailers that feature price cuts on major appliances, both big and small. If you're looking for some beauty and fragrance items, many retailers sell discounted sets of makeup, perfume, hair, and skincare products. You can buy gifts for others and at the same time stock up on your favorite beauty and fragrance brands at discount prices. And if you you want to treat yourself to a dinner out while doing your holiday shopping or need to pick up a last-minute gift, many restaurants and retailers offer deals on gift cards in December. After Christmas, you can find significant discounts on holiday-specific items and remaining seasonal inventory. While shopping, don't overlook opportunities to stack deals by combining store coupons, cashback offers, and clearance pricing to score some great savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is what happens when your own federal government wages war against you. This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy when you hear the Vice President of the United States talk about now white people won't have to apologize for being white. That's never happened once in my whole damn life.
Great. Welcome back, everybody. Joining us now is Rich Lowry. Rich, your thoughts on what you just heard?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why the vice president said that, of course, is because there has been discrimination against white males. And there was this viral piece 2 weeks ago published by a Hollywood writer explaining his experience of a lot of other folks, and then showing by numbers. I don't think there's been a white male intern at the New York Times for years now. So that's obviously crazy and has to stop. And the Justice Department is really committed to enforcing civil rights laws across the board, which is the way it always should have been. We have a race-neutral constitution and race-neutral civil rights laws.
Exactly. So, of course, Governor Tim Walz, who is the most inept politician in America, and now we might be corrupt or ignorant. I don't know what's worse when you talk about billions of dollars who have left social welfare programs, maybe to another country, under his watch. Here he is responding to J.D. Vance. Cut 26. The Tim Walz responding. The thing is, J.D. Vance said this, cut 27.
We don't treat anybody different because of their race or their sex. So we have relegated DEI to the dustbin of history, which is exactly where it belongs. In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore.
So bring it on. Forget the political correctness. He's going to double and triple down on it.
Yeah, the violent quibble of what he says is, I would say, trying to relegate it to the dustbin because there's still a lot of work to do. They've had a fantastic start, but this effort, the DEI, they're just going to change the name. It's going to kind of go underground. They're going to try to duck and cover and wait this out and keep doing it in the future. So this is a long-going struggle, but directionally, what he said is absolutely right.
So 100 mayors got together in Minnesota. I don't even know if they're Republican or Democrat. I interviewed two this morning, one who put everybody together and just said that how outrageous it is and how worried they are. There'll be no money for any social programs. They abuse Medicaid and welfare and grants. They formed a company. They sent the money over back to Somalia, it looks like. So we're buying mansions, cars, going on expensive vacations. They totally abuse the social welfare system. But I believe, Rich, this is bigger than that. This is emblematic of what's wrong with Obamacare. People getting it that aren't eligible for it, people lying about what they're doing with it, of course, people taking advantage of it. And then you have somebody just flat out corruption. I'm going to lie about giving food to homeless people and keep the money. I'm going to lie that these kids have autism and keep the money. So, and put their normal kids. So the stuff they did was horrific. I want you to hear from one of the mayors. This guy is Jackson Purefeast, cut 28.
You know, I would say there was talk at the beginning of this current year, but within the last 3 months, this has really gone downhill. And Brian, if we do the quick math, $9 billion in fraud divided by 5.79 million Minnesotans comes out to roughly be $1,500 a person that each Minnesotan, each hardworking Minnesotan has had stolen from them from the Walz administration and the policies coming out of St. Paul.
Pretty bad, don't you think? And by the way, I still don't know if he's a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah, terrible. So this is a reason that the social welfare state, as we know it, really evolved first in Scandinavia, countries with really high levels of social trust where no one would steal anything. Even if they have the opportunity, they just don't do it. But when you have societies where there's no social trust, it becomes much more difficult, because the fact is, yes, there should be stricter requirements on these programs, and everyone should be checking more, but there are limits to how much vetting and checking you can do. So at a certain level, you have to trust people, and if you can't, it's an utter debacle. And there's so many elements of this, but one is that Somali Americans in Minnesota, prominent ones, have not denounced this at all. They're keeping their silence about it, which is shameful. And there was one, actually, Somali American prosecutor who's involved in this case, who's been very brave and has spoken out about it. And he pointed out just how the Somali culture played into this, because a lot of people, they don't speak English, they're new here, they don't know what's going on, they're scared of crossing their community. So if they know they're cheating, or they hear about cheating, they're scared to report it. So all of that played into that. This, but the biggest loser from the scandal, obviously, is Tim Walz. He just looks like a total idiot. Not that that's a new phenomenon.
But, yeah, he wants to run for re-election, and he wants to run for president. And I just think the people of Minnesota deserve better. So, Rich, you write to one of your columns about the latest anti-Israel conspiracy theory is decades old, and we're watching Turning Point in the AmeriFest, and couldn't be impressed, but I could not miss the fact that Ben Shapiro's battling with Steve Bannon and others, and J.D. Vance evidently called out Ben Shapiro. So we see what's happened on the right. A lot of it ends up being manifested in anti-Israel, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Could you tell us what's got you concerned right now?
Yeah, so there's a lot of this stuff, but this is one that's been around forever. It's the so-called USS Liberty incident. This was a U.S. spy ship near the Six Days War in 1967 that got hit by Israeli planes and torpedo ships. Horrible incident, a friendly fire incident, obviously a friendly fire incident if you look into it. But people, because they're so anti-Israel, are again returning this idea that Israel did it on purpose. So we're supposed to believe that in the midst of the Cold War, when the Soviets were hostile to Israel and Israel desperately feared the Soviets, they went out of the way to attack a ship of a friendly superpower. It's absolutely insane. As soon as they realized their mistake and that they failed to correctly identify the U.S. ship, they apologized, they rendered assistance or attempted to render assistance, they flew out a naval attaché to the ship from Israel, et cetera, et cetera. But there's almost, it's really frightening, because there's almost no lie about Israel that people aren't willing to tell, and apparently there's not an audience for.
So there's also a sense, now there's some conspiracy theories out there that Israelis, the Mossad, killed Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, it's just nuts. Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk. He'll get his day in court. But if the feds have made up this case, it would be one of the worst law enforcement scandals of all time in the United States. And it's not just the feds. Utah, for some reason, would have to be in on it. If you just look at the video of him running off of the roof right after the shooting and jumping down, apparently carrying a rifle, you just say, that's the guy, just based on no evidence, other evidence whatsoever. But there's tons of other evidence, including his DNA, is on the trigger, elsewhere on the rifle, on the casing, on the towel that was on the rifle. He confessed to his boyfriend, he confessed to his mother, his father, and a family friend. So this is as open and shut a case that you can get. So the idea that somehow the Jews were involved is laughably insane.
So how does this end? I mean, you've seen a lot, you've been writing a lot for years about the Republican Party. Are they too conservative? Pat Buchanan comes in, he's way to the right. How is it going to affect the election with George H.W. Bush? And, you know, Donald Trump comes in and he's got... ignores the autopsy after Romney lost and just is strong on the border. Doesn't matter if people misinterpret it as anti-Hispanic. These are things that got worked out on the right before. You know, the Freedom Caucus destroying the majority for John Boehner, but being too conservative perhaps, but not practical. But this is a different type of fight. How do you see it playing out?
So I think substantively, the Ben Shapiro side of more rationality on this stuff will win. Politically, though, the ally of certainly the most prominent member of the other side, Tucker Carlson, you know, J.D. Vance, is going to win politically. I think he's going to run. He's going to get endorsed by Trump. It's very likely he's going to win the nomination. And he's not going to denounce Tucker. Now, J.D.'s not anti-Semite and is not in the same conspiracy theorist, but he's not going to denounce those people either. So it's going to be, you know, a little bit in between in that sense. And I think to the extent this is a fight over foreign policy, I do think J.D. is less interventionist than Trump. So Trump is clearly not where the quasi-isolationists are, but J.D. Vance, if he's not there, is much closer. So to the extent this is a proxy fight over foreign policy, I think the quasi-isolationists are going to win because J.D. Vance is going to win.
I don't have to tell you that Netanyahu is going to be coming to Mar-a-Lago, and he's going to be showing the president intelligence that shows that Iran is reconstituting its nuclear program and starting back with its ballistic missile program, which is a direct threat to Israel's sovereignty, looking for permission to hit them if all reports are correct. Do you think Trump will grant it?
I don't know. I think he might be reluctant to go have at it again so quickly, but I think it depends on the nature of the evidence. A little bit of a tough one for Trump, right? Because he was so all in on we totally obliterated it. You know, there's nothing left. So to within months to say, oh, wait a minute. I think that's going to be difficult for him.
But you could easily say it was obliterated, but not to the point where it can't be reconstituted.
Yeah, or the stuff we hit was obliterated, but there's other stuff we didn't know about. Yeah,
and the missiles. Maybe. No one said they wiped out their missile program.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Which is part of the reason why Obama's deal was such a calamity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it let them get to the cusp of a nuclear program and just sit there so they could break out whenever they want, and then all the terrorism and all the missiles and everything else was unaddressed.
Lastly, when it comes to Venezuela, you know they're a threat, you know they're a problem in the region. And now the president amped it up by putting special forces on board within striking distance of Venezuela. You know, they were interdicting tankers, and we said everybody stop flying over Venezuela, so there's no fly zone. What's next?
Again, we talk about this every week, and every week, I don't know. I'm not sure Trump's decided, but certainly we're further down a regime change military action. So I kind of think he's going to pull the trigger. I kind of think Maduro is going to be someplace else besides Venezuela by the end of next year, maybe Turkey, but we'll see.
Economy grew at over 4%. It stunned everybody. Here's Kevin Hassett on this. Cut one.
You're going to get a 4% number. It's really interesting to see the headlines from the fake news. Everywhere you look, it's like, oh, it's a completely surprising north of 4% number. But the point is that President Trump's policies are working, and they're very visibly working now because we've seen the data. You know, President Trump, when we were talking about the numbers, he said something like, well, why don't we get 20%? Did you see that he truthed to that today? I don't know about 20%, but the point is that we're in a very unprecedented time. That the macro thing is that it's just like when we invented the computer, and then, or was it Al Gore that did that? He was the internet. And then all of a sudden in the 90s, we had incredible growth year after year after year with no inflation. And so, you know, President Trump's right. That's what we're doing again.
So there you go. The numbers are stunning. I mean, not every number is great, but most of them are fantastic heading into the new year.
Yeah, great number for them. They need it to keep up. They make a very sincere case that it will keep up, as Kevin said there. If he's right that we're, you know, entering in a period like the 90s with technological growth and low inflation, that would be just fantastic. That'd be fantastic for the country. So I hope they're right, but we'll need to see what happens in the coming year.
Do you, on a minor note that maybe you care more about and maybe I care more about than most people, Mike Pence launched a think tank, and it looks like he's getting some Heritage Foundation board members there. Your thought about what's going on the right?
Yeah, again, this is another function of the turmoil that we were just discussing, although this is in the realm of the think tank world. So Heritage Foundation, the president there, Kevin Roberts, has wrenched the Heritage Foundation in the direction of kind of the quasi-isolationist and the populist nationalist. A lot of folks there weren't on board that program and have headed over to Mike Pence, who's a more traditional conservative. So this is just the think tank realm for this ongoing battle.
Rich, do you think that you and I should launch a think tank? It sounds like fun.
I don't know how fun it is, Brian. I think you have a pretty fun gig.
Right. I would like to just go somewhere and just think.
Think tank.
Yeah. I would like to, hey, Rich, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to think at my office. I'll see you at lunch. You're going to go think.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich Lowry, National Review. Have a fantastic Christmas, Rich.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin. Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A New Hampshire cold case murder solved half a century after the crime. The person responsible, the prime suspect all along, who walked free because of a botched FBI report. 22-year-old Judith Lord was found dead inside her Concord apartment May 20th, 1975, months after moving in with her husband and baby. A building manager found her dead in a bed upstairs, her infant son alive in his crib in the next room. An autopsy showed Lord died of homicidal strangulation. She had also been sexually assaulted after clearing her husband, who had recently moved out after assaulting her. Investigators eyed Lord's neighbor, Ernest Theodore Gable, who was 24 at the time. But a flawed FBI hair analysis incorrectly excluded Gable as a suspect, even though his fingerprints were found at the scene and witnesses said Lord feared him. Gable was never charged and died in 1987. He was stabbed in Los Angeles. The attorney general said if he were still alive, he'd be facing a first-degree murder charge. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox on Justice. Victims' lawyers argue failures, even negligence, in response to a fire that started around midnight on New Year's Eve make the city and state of California financially liable for billions in losses because that fire contributed to another that ignited a week later. The lawsuit alleges cell phone video captured by a hiker on January 2nd shows the ground smoldering. Firefighters thought they put that fire out the day before. But attorney Trey Robertson says because the state parks department failed to inspect the location where the fire started with thermal imaging and mop-up crews, those embers reignited and became the Palisades fire on January 7th.
There's no evidence that a single state employee did their job, followed their own policy manual, inspected that area where the fire was, knew that these devastating winds were coming.
California Governor Gavin Newsom rejects that claim, saying responsibility lies solely with a 29-year-old man who's been federally charged with setting the initial fire. William Agnes, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Buddy, this runner for president, if they could fix the immigration issue, would try to fix the immigration issue. Right? Because we need immigration. We need a vibrant immigration. But we don't want immigrants that are coming here illegally, draining us of resources, and also and being prioritized above people that are actual literal heroes. Uh-huh. That are coming home, that are still recovering from 21, 20 years of endless war.
So that is Hunter Biden sitting down for 5.5 hours with Sean Ryan, at which time he points out, and you heard some of it, how bad the immigration problem was under his dad, which is really his own fault. He goes on falsely to say they had a bipartisan deal done, but Donald Trump called it off. Here's what's inaccurate about his description. The problem with anything that Joe Biden would do on immigration to reform it, he has zero credibility because he was in denial that he let 10 to 20 million people in illegally as the border got overwhelmed on a regular basis, never gave them the resources they needed, allowed tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors to go with strangers, so-called sponsors that we still can't track to this day, another 20,000 still out and about. That doesn't seem to bother you, but let's focus on the Epstein trials, the Epstein files over and over again. But what his dad did lost all credibility. Why would I ever trust a bipartisan deal that Joe Biden was a part of? Because he was never going to enforce any of this stuff. Because there were laws on the books that he was ignoring anyway. So now you got to cut a new deal, give him some cover that he did a bipartisan deal, maybe even momentum, for no reason. So Trump says, listen, you have no credibility. You already sold off the parts of the wall the American people paid for pennies on the dollar. You let tens of thousands to come in. If you show up, you get through. They showed up with Biden-Harris T-shirts on. And now I'm going to sign off on your bipartisan approach to immigration. Forget it. And Trump sealed it off better than anyone could imagine. Now he talks about Hunter Biden, that he's buried in debt. I think he owes $15 million. Keep in mind, he's already got his pardon. Listen. The last one, it reveals he's in debt.
Litigation sucks. I've been tied up in criminal and civil and in courts, and you know, I mean, like I got, you know, I don't know, $14-15 million in debt that I have no idea that I'm going to pay off. I have, you know, I mean, millions of dollars in debt. You know, nobody's riding to the rescue for Hunter Biden. My dad, you know, entered the presidency as the poorest man to ever take the office, and he left the presidency not poorest. I mean, which he's fine, but you know, like we have no generational wealth. I don't have any, you know, despite what these guys say, like there's no billions of dollars buried underneath my dad's house in Delaware.
You're getting $1 million just from being on that Burisma board seat. You blew it all. The CEFC, how many tens of millions of dollars did you get for that Chinese company? Let alone what you did with Romania and the work you did there. Like, we had to have Hunter Biden's international legal experience with the Romanian oligarch. We don't even know what you did with the Russian mayor. You know, the female mayor. And you got involved in all this. So whatever you did, and if the money's really gone, which it sounds like it's really gone, you can't cry poverty. The only reason you owe $15 million is because you didn't pay taxes. And you already got some of it exonerated because you have a rich producer friend, air quotes, who paid all your bills and put you up in a beachside condo. And then you got a pardon. And now you're mad that you got a pardon. Makes you look bad that you got a pardon. Okay, give up the pardon and go to prison. You could look a lot better then. It makes no sense. I don't know why I gave him so much time. It's just because I see him contradicting his dad so often.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3rd, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump later today to discuss a peace plan that would end the Russia-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and in its place, like every year, another has begun as millions of people hunt for post-holiday deals and get in line to return gifts.
Holiday spending using cash or cards through Sunday has topped last year's haul, according to data released this week by Visa's Consulting and Analytics Division and MasterCard Spending Pulse. But growing unease over the U.S. economy and higher prices have altered the behavior of some Americans. More are hitting thrift stores and other discounters in place of malls. According to data from Placer.ai, the firm tracks people's movements based on cell phone usage. And they're sticking more closely to shopping lists and doing more research before buying. I'm Bernie Bennett.
California is dropping a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration says the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it. The California group is seeking private investors to support the project, estimated to cost more than $100 billion. The project receives most of its funding from the state. Bloodshed in an Idaho Sheriff's Department Friday. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people and was shot and killed by officers. News and analysis found at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Or maybe it's just the other way around. Either way, giant Lazy Susans are bringing people together at Cherished Restaurant in the Deep South. Correspondent Julie Walker spins the wheel.
The Lazy Susan, that round spinning tray that can offer up food, is making one Mississippi restaurant a big hit when it comes to dining with strangers. The Dinner Bell in Macomb only has four round tables seating 15 each, with giant Lazy Susan spinning in the middle, offering up southern comfort food. Owner Andre Davis.
People who discovered they were related and didn't know it, they discovered they were neighbors and didn't know it.
Just ask repeat customer Wayne Dyson.
One of the best parts about coming to eat here is you get to meet new family every time you come up.
The restaurant's been around since 1915, and it's known for its fried eggplant. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at townhall.com. The African Union is rejecting Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region.
On Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made Israel the first country to recognize Somaliland, Somalia's breakaway region, as an independent nation. And Netanyahu and Somaliland's president, Abdurrahman Mohamed Abdullah, signed a joint declaration.
I want you to know that I'm signing now, as we speak, Israel's official recognition of Somaliland and its right of self-determination.
On Saturday, Africa's regional governance bodies rejected the recognition. The African Union says it undermines Somalia's sovereignty and risks peace and stability on the continent. I'm Donna Water.
A bombing at a mosque in Syria has killed 8 people and wounded 20 more. Preliminary investigations indicate explosive devices were planted inside the mosque. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show on Christmas Eve, where we know weather's going to be a challenge. I already saw during Fox and Friends how many delays there's been, how many people have to wonder. You know, for example, even in California, where weather's not usually an issue, it's raining so much in San Diego and in the Palisades area, people are worried about it. Kennedy is here, has a house out there.
I got an evacuation order.
Right. Well, you really paid attention. You went 3,000 miles.
That's right.
Right. I mean, that's you really evacuated.
I would love to go back to my house, but right. Insurance won't clean it. So the government is not forcing insurance companies to do anything. So they're just screwing everyone over. So I would love to be home right now. Can't go there. It's
and you have private insurance.
Yeah, I did until they dropped me.
Right. After the
fire. The wildfire.
So you have a house that's intact, but it's got
filled
dangerous
lead.
Chemicals.
Yeah, exactly.
And you did not want lead.
No. And then now the insurance company is trying to say, well, the lead was there before. It's like, oh, interestingly, no one got sick and tested positive for lead poisoning like they do now. But thanks.
Who's your insurance adjuster? Christy Whitman?
No, it's Geico.
Oh, okay.
Geico, after this, so disappointed.
I'm saying this maybe a little out of order, but Nate Foy's coming up later. I'm not saying I'm looking forward to him more than you. You're not going to take that.
I mean, obviously, you are man crush.
Well,
sorry I didn't sing at the Christmas party, Brian.
Right. By the way, did you see him sing?
No, I was busy getting engaged.
Oh, that's right. On Christmas Eve. Excuse me, on our Christmas party.
Yeah.
Were you at the party getting engaged?
No, I was at the party, and my beloved fiancé was like, come have dinner. And I was like, okay, cool. I've seen
you mean
the party.
After the party?
Mm, the party was still going.
Oh.
Yeah. I made my rounds. I high-fived. There's no gluten-free food. So
I'm just trying to get into your mindset for a second, okay?
Yeah.
So you're having a good time.
Great time.
You brought him.
No. You couldn't. It was not a plus-one situation.
Good, because I thought I was the only one not allowed to bring anybody.
No.
So it was a trap, that question. He texts you and he says,
come have dinner.
And you're like, did you say to yourself, this is weird?
No. He was like, I was like, well, maybe I should just go home. He's like, no, come have dinner. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're having dinner, mm-hmm. and you're thinking to yourself, okay, just another day at McDonald's, no big deal.
Yeah.
Right? So it's your spot. Is that correct?
We did not. It was not McDonald's.
All right.
It was actually a Christmas banquet that was.
Oh.
It was very luxurious. So that alone, I was like, I'm so glad I'm here right now because I'm starving because there was nothing I could eat at the party.
Right.
This is amazing.
So you're sitting there and you're eating.
I'm gorging myself on seafood.
So you're sloppy.
Yeah, just covered in gristle.
and potato salad?
Exactly, yep.
So, and then?
And then he was like, we were in the Uber home. He's like, let's stop and look at this beautiful.
So you had dinner. Nothing happened.
No. Okay. And then he's like, let's go look at this beautiful Christmas tree. And so we went to one of the gorgeous hotels in New York. New York City is magical during Christmas.
Can you tell me what hotel?
Yeah, it was the Lotte Palace. Oh. And so the tree there is beautiful. St. Patrick's is in the background. There's Christmas music playing. There's no one in the courtyard.
And it's called Lotte Palace?
Yeah. It used to be the Helmsley Palace.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't been there. Okay, so.
Very beautiful.
You walk in there, still you suspect nothing.
Nothing. And he's like, isn't this a perfect night? And I was like, it really is. This is absolutely beautiful. And it was one of those moments where my heart knew to be still for a second and really just take everything in. And I'm listening to the music and looking at the tree and marveling at St. Patrick's in the background. And then he pulled out a ring and said words, which I couldn't hear because I was squealing because I wasn't expecting it. And I was like, is this real? Is this moment real? Is this really happening? Yeah. Don't wake me up if this is a dream, please.
And
he said, no, it's real.
Wow. And you said?
I said, I said, hail to the yes. Absolutely okay. Right.
All right. And then you made out?
Yeah, just rolled around on the wet concrete.
Well, it's a great moment. You're
lovesick dogs.
Are you going to remember it, or is it already a blurry memory?
No, I'll remember it forever.
Oh.
And it was great because there was no pretense. It was just a really beautiful, sweet moment that happened so organically. There was nothing planned. There was no band. There was no photographer in the bushes. It was just us, and it was amazing.
Can I just say this? There was a little bit of planning. I mean, he picked the spot.
He did.
He picked the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say nothing planned.
In terms of how people oftentimes create a moment with external factors in order to post it.
Doesn't seem like, although I've not really gotten to know him or met him, it doesn't seem like the posting type.
No.
Right.
Which is one of the things I love about him.
Right. That he's not into social media.
Yeah.
Right. And you, for example, you do live on social media.
I don't live on social media.
But you like
some
media.
People, I engage in social media, but I'm not, you know, there are people who post like 10 times a day.
Right.
Like you.
Right. That's true.
I watched your video.
Which one?
Was up like in the middle of the night, couldn't get back to sleep, and I watched a video of you, and you were like, it's 5:51, and I'm in the elevator, and I don't know if I'm going to make it. And it was, I followed you the whole way into makeup. It was like a 5-minute video.
And how'd it go?
It was hysterical.
Right? Yes. So do you say to yourself, what's happened in my life that I'm watching Brian walk to work?
No, I said to myself, it's definitely a conscious choice to not document every single thing I do on social media.
So, the low tech, no pre-production seems to be what people want.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing that.
Yes. People want a glimpse into your life.
Right.
And it's like, I put my dog in an Oasis bucket hat the other day. I was like, I might post that.
Yeah, my dogs have been abused with social media.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Because I have a very reluctant family. And they have no interest.
That's really funny.
Yeah, they don't even want to be in the backdrop.
They're afraid. I heard they're so embarrassed that they changed their last name to Hannity.
That's true. Right? Could you put that in your new Daily Mail article?
Yeah.
Right? Brian Kilmeade is embarrassed, or his family's embarrassed by him.
Yeah. Right. I'm Don Hannity. Nice to meet you.
Well, I'm pretty sure Ainsley would take offense at that.
Yeah.
Now, are we allowed to talk about their relationship now?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
You spend more time with Ainsley than I do.
Right. I should
by a factor of like 15,000.
But my problem is I'm thinking and talking about myself almost all the time. So I'm not really focused on other people. Right? I think that's what makes me a great radio host. I don't care about other issues that don't affect me.
Thank God it's called the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Right. It used to be
Kilmeade and Friends.
And then that
went. Drop that.
That
habit.
In a second. Like on your podcast, you don't really, you go where the wind blows you.
With you, we were talking about that yesterday because not everyone can just roll with the tangential punches like you can.
Oh, really?
So it's like when you come on my podcast, it's like there is no agenda. And like our conversations take so many turns, which to me is hysterical because you react to everything. Not everyone can do that.
Really?
A lot of people, if you just start throwing stuff at them, they pause and don't say anything, which turns out is horrible for a podcast.
Yeah, if you ever do that, also a radio show. The long pauses, like when people think, it panics their control room. You've noticed that.
Yeah.
So tell me about your live shows. You're going to do a lot of live shows this year, right?
Yes.
So tell me about where they're going to be. What will we see?
So I'm going to do Red Rock in Vegas.
Wow.
Not the one in Colorado. The one in Las Vegas. It's like 265 capacity. It's not big. I've got two shows. It's either May 8th or 9th. That's going to be super fun. I've got two shows in Norfolk, Nebraska on April 10th.
We have two stations in Nebraska.
Oh, cool.
So that's great.
Awesome.
Omaha, as well as, what's the other station we have? Oh, Lincoln.
Nice.
So that's good. So now you know, go get tickets to Kennedy.
Yep.
And where else are you going to be?
In Klamath Falls, Oregon in October, and Reno, Nevada also in October. So that's going to be like a full weekend.
So I'm going to be your pre-show, May 30th. It's really pre-show.
Yeah.
So I noticed that everyone's like, Reno is a great market for you. Reno is a great market. I go, great. So we posted it on, so I have two shows. One February 14th in Fort Myers. Should go over 1,000 tickets soon.
Amazing.
But it's 1,700. So I don't know, like I've been venues to really big. So Reno, they go, Brian, you're going to love Reno. So I post it, and I haven't checked today, but we sold, let me see, one ticket. So not only did I only sell one ticket, but someone's going alone. Hmm. So either that or it didn't register well.
So that's either great news for you because someone really wants to be your friend or they're really, really mad at you.
At least I know that person wants to be there.
Yeah.
To the point, or everyone in their life said, you can go, I'm not going.
Are you selling action figures yet?
No, but I did have, there was a Founding Fathers bobblehead series that was mailed to me. And I thought it was interesting, but I didn't know what to do with it.
Sell it. Sign it and sell it.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. So that's as close to an action figure.
Nice.
But to me, a real action figure solves crimes.
Yeah.
And until my action figure...
And you've got like weapons and bendable arms.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's really good for kids when you have the bendable arms and when they start to fray. So you get this piece of metal wire that sticks out. It's not dangerous at all for 3 or 4 year olds.
I know, but I was reading something recently about Gen Xers and how dangerous our childhood really was.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even the impromptu slip and slides would throw you into pricker bushes. Like, best case scenario.
The best case, yeah.
I remember running by myself in circles when I was 4, because you had to entertain yourself, and I slipped and fell, because there were a bunch of nails on the...
You tripped on a nail.
Yeah, and it went into my knee. Yeah. And I remember going inside and screaming to my mom, and she was like, what were you doing? And I said, running with my friends. They were imaginary friends, but, you know, kept me in shape.
Right. It's like my audience in Reno.
And a rusty nail, because my dad just left a box of open nails on the sidewalk in front of our house.
So why would he do that? Just to make it more dangerous for children?
Probably, yeah, exactly.
So it's interesting. By the way, sticker bushes. Well, I had them all over my house. My whole front of my house was those sticker bushes. And it was dangerous. It was dangerous during the fall.
For? Yes.
Right. Can we, who are we trying to keep out?
We had a rope swing.
Wild boar?
The rope swing didn't go over water.
Right.
It went over pricker bushes.
Yes. Do we just stop that? Because now it doesn't seem like they're anywhere.
No. They would call child services on you if you did that now.
Right.
Like there would be a government intervention. Whereas before, like I broke my ankle and my dad was like, walk it off. I think it's fine. Just a sprain.
But Dad, I can't walk.
Yeah, I can't walk. Every time I walk, it makes a crunching sound. He's like, it's okay.
By the way, the helmets that they wore in the NFL are now the type of helmets we wear on a bicycle. I mean, if you go to the Hall of Fame and they're like, look at Johnny Unitas' helmet.
Yeah.
It's made of paper mache.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're like, I wouldn't have given up my leather helmet.
Yeah.
So, like, back then, they weren't trying to even protect football players.
No.
Let alone us.
No.
So, I'm like, you know, the shot of the guy and the kid in the big wheel going over a ramp without a helmet on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's crazy. So, I mean, now they go, why aren't you wearing a helmet riding a bike? I'm like, why should I start wearing a helmet now?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've survived so long. Maybe I'll get too reckless with a helmet.
Yes. I've had so many concussions And like this, it's the first time this has occurred to me. Like, my parents were really irresponsible.
Right.
Like, maybe they were trying to harm me.
It could be. I mean, this is one thing that
I probably should have had a helmet in my just walking around life, like not even on a bike.
Right. I know that Eli, I think Peyton Manning, they had this promo up. They, I guess Archie, the dad.
The dad, yes.
Taped everything and they put together this great documentary. But he said the dad never put the camera down and he just watched as Peyton and Cooper would beat the hell out of each other and then throw little Eli to the ground.
Oh.
And then now they look back and they go, Dad, put the camera down.
Yeah, no kidding.
But back then it was like, keep fighting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a pretty tough quarterback in his own right.
Right.
And, you know, he had three boys. Got to get that energy out somehow.
But I don't think you can compare raising children to a football game. For example, the guys on the other team are aren't in your family. You didn't give birth to them. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to tackle you because you have the ball.
Yeah.
Like when you give, when you play a key role in having a kid, like let's say 50% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the birth, it's pretty much 50-50. I think you should take a more active role in protecting them.
I know, but maybe he thought these guys have to fend for themselves at some
right.
point. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to wrap them in bubble wrap and hope they don't hit any pointy edges. I'm going to push them into the pointy edges.
But look how they turned out. Cooper ends up having a son who might be the best college football quarterback.
Well, I think he's that good.
I think he's going to be. And then you have Peyton, who went into the Hall of Fame, if you consider that successful.
Couple Super Bowls.
Two, yeah. If you count
Eli,
both.
Eli, couple Super Bowls.
If you count both.
Yeah.
And then Eli, borderline Hall of Famer. So I don't look at these parents as any great parents. I mean, that's okay, right?
Cat Timpf has a very funny word, a term, rather, for moms who produce outstanding athletic children like that.
And what'd she say?
The first word is power, that the mom has a power, and the second word also starts with a P that I can't repeat on the radio. But she says that Donna Kelsey has a power P. And
right.
you could argue that Peyton and Eli, well, and Cooper also, that their mom has a power P.
Got it. I think I know exactly mm-hmm. what goes on. That's
yeah.
an interesting expression.
So that's Kat's term. But, it's very funny.
But what's the set, like, where can you use it?
I think
it's just with friends you can use that term? Like, can you use that on stage?
Yes.
Oh.
I've told Kat she should use that on stage because it's a very funny story.
Right. Greg
like,
got,
she's like, say what you will about how annoying Travis Kelce is, Donna Kelce.
Right.
Something really
deserve
powerful
more
going
credit.
On there.
By the way, you find him annoying, Travis?
Yes.
Why?
Fame whore, meathead, you know.
Okay, I have a different take.
I think he's a phenomenal tight end.
Right.
He's a Hall of Famer.
But?
I know too much about him, and he dresses like a rich slob.
My take, I judge you about how you act when things are going bad. This year is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just refusing to talk to the press, storming out, yelling at his quarterback, screaming at his coach in the Super Bowl. Those are the things that bother me.
I agree with all of that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kenny, I enjoyed our time together.
Brian, this has been the highlight of my day.
Right. So
now
far,
I'm going to go be on Outnumbered.
Right, but this is the first thing you've done, in fairness to me.
Right. I haven't been up as long as you have.
That's true. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be a special year.
Aww.
Back in a moment.
Illuminating. Intriguing. Inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A preemie baby from New York who was in the NICU for 146 days and finally got to go home makes today's Dean's List. Trinity Alexandria Rose Taylor weighed just 1 pound 14 ounces when she was born at 26 weeks. Doctors called her a micro preemie and a miracle. She faced big challenges with her underdeveloped lung, her heart, and eyesight, but was a fighter every single day. Her parents, Letitia Morris and David Taylor, say her survival is a miracle. The NICU was a second home for Trinity's family, giving her critical care, monitoring, and saying many prayers. And finally, when she was able to go home, the hospital made sure it was a day to remember. Doctors, nurses, and staff all lined the hallways, clapping and cheering as Trinity and her family walked the red carpet. She weighed over 11 pounds when she went home and will now just return for regular checkups going forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Doctors say the most wonderful time of the year should be filled with carols and tidings of joy, not coughs, sneezing, and other allergy symptoms. But there are plenty of seasonal triggers that health experts say should wind up on the naughty list, including pet dander and something called Christmas tree syndrome. One doctor at The Ohio State University says that's related to when you pick up a fresh Christmas tree from the farm, there can be mold spores in there that are dormant. The molds typically are dormant when the temperature turns cold, but then as you bring the tree indoors and there's more humidity and warmth, it can actually activate mold spores. The doctor also adds you can get symptoms from artificial products too, including artificial trees or other home decorations, if they've been stored in areas where dust might accumulate. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The more you'll know.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
We need it for national protection. We need Greenland for national protection. They have a very small population. And I don't know, they say Denmark, but Denmark has spent no money. They have no military protection. They say that Denmark was there 300 years ago or something with a boat. Well, we were there with boats too, I'm sure.
I love that. They were there 300 years ago. Yeah, everybody was everywhere. I mean, Spain was everywhere, running Texas. Portugal was running Brazil, I guess. That's why they speak Portuguese. I can't really go over all the different colonies that were happening, but it's true. They relinquished control. Why is Denmark still holding on to Greenland? And the people, the more I looked into Greenland, these people are really unhappy with Denmark. They don't get any of the infrastructure that they were promised. But what move do they have? Well, the U.S. now comes in and says, we'll take it. Now, that's caused Greenland to come out and say, well, we have pride in ourselves. We want our autonomy. We don't want to be owned by anybody. But we should go, and instead of just making the announcement from D.C. or Florida, we should go in there and say, look, let's have an emergency meeting. What do you need? You got 60,000 people in a country this size, in, excuse me, a landmass this size. This is where your infrastructure is. This is where your rare earth is. This is what we could do. This is what we want to do with our base, and this is how we want to expand it. I don't necessarily think we need to, you know, own it, but we can run it. Coming up next, Nate Foyle will bring us into the latest breaking news around the New York area and beyond. And we'll find out, will we get Greenland? I don't think the president's going to give up on this. So at some point, Denmark's got to come to the table. At some point, Greenland's got to come to the table. Governor Landry now will be our envoy there. I say he gets it. Don't move.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade Show, moving through on a Christmas Eve. If you're waiting to go shopping, today would be the day. I don't think you should wait anymore. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but if you are looking for last-minute gifts, this is called the last minute. Special thanks to Kennedy for coming by. With me in studio, if you're smart enough to watch the stream, and I hope you are, Nate Foy, one of Fox's two rising stars, Fox News correspondent, but you also see him anchoring now Fox and Friends First. And Nate, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I want to get the story that you were just doing on CBS, I do want to dive into right away, but first, tell everybody how you got here. Tell everyone how you got to Fox.
So I always wanted to be a broadcaster, but initially it was sports broadcasting, similar to yourself. Started doing that in market 206. At the time, there were 211 markets, so it was the fifth smallest registered market in the entire country. St. Joseph, Missouri.
Okay.
Went there for a year, got a job in Fort Myers, Florida.
So the sports was going great. For you to do that, put together a tape, and get a job the next year shows you're doing well. Right?
It was going well. I loved doing it. Honestly, the reason why I switched was I was kind of looking at the sports media landscape, and when I was growing up, it was a lot of highlight-driven shows, and then the model kind of changed, and it was a lot of beautiful women surrounded by former, professional athletes, and yeah. I was like, there's less jobs available. So then I switched to news and found a love for news in the process, made that transition in Fort Myers, Florida, did some local news reporting and anchoring there.
Did you get hired as a sports guy?
Was I initially? Yes. Okay. So there, it was a duopoly. It was ABC and NBC. For ABC, when I first got there, I was the sports guy, and then they moved me to NBC, and I was the news guy, initially in like a hybrid role, and then I got promoted pretty quickly to news anchoring and did that for 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and then somehow convinced the people here to give me a job.
So before we do that, what sports were you covering in Fort Myers?
Everything. So
high school,
yeah,
college?
Yeah, bunch of high school, football, basketball, volleyball, everything. Right. Which,
because high school isn't high school football in Florida like Friday Night Lights in Texas?
It's very different. So I grew up in Massachusetts. It's very different speed. The people there, like every single team, has a couple kids that play major Division One sports. And for me, there was like one kid every 10 years in my town that would get
in
a full scholarship. Yeah, I was Central Mass. Westboro, Massachusetts,
right.
We only had a handful of really good athletes, but every single team had kids going to Clemson, Pitt. Mm-hmm. There's a couple guys in the NFL now. It was pretty cool covering that.
Right, in place where you sold out, 3,000 people, 5,000
what
on weekends?
watching the
football.
I'd say honestly, the fans weren't that great.
Okay.
It was,
so,
you know,
that's different from
parents,
Texas.
Yeah, very different from Texas in that way, for sure.
So you started doing news. You loved it more, or you just thought that was a better path?
Well, initially, I just thought it was a better path. And then I actually found that I loved it more. And one of the reasons why, maybe you experienced this as a sports broadcaster yourself, I was doing all these, like I said, local high school games. And in the process, I was missing, say, a Boston Celtics game or a New England Patriots game. I was like, I'm missing the sports I actually care about to cover the sports that I don't necessarily care about as much. So I felt like I was losing my hobby a little bit. And then I made the transition to news, and I feel like it kind of forced me to grow up a little bit and understand how the world works. It's also less driven by cliches. You know, you ask a coach, that you get the same answer over and over again. It's just different players, different coaches, but it's the same storyline.
There's no Senator Kennedy.
There's no Senator Kennedy. Yeah. I mean, you do have some characters in whatever you're covering, but I just learned so much more covering news. And I feel like I kind of got my hobby back in the process.
So 4 years of Fort Myers, you sent your tape in, or your agent sent your tape in, and they loved you.
Well, I got the luckiest story that any guy has ever had. So a friend of mine from college, his dad owns a restaurant. You actually may know Lee Lipton. He owns Benny's on the Beach in Fox and Friends has done shows from Benny's on the Beach in Lake Worth, Florida. So I'm friends with his son, Dylan. And Dylan had just sent Lee my tape without me asking or knowing. And then Shari Berg went into his restaurant, and he knew who she was, and he just went right up to her, and he was like, "Hey, check out my son's friend. He's a local newscaster in Fort Myers." She was like, "Oh, he's actually pretty good. Like, let me talk to him." So that's how I got my foot in the door here. Yeah.
How did they know? Like, Shari Berg is a huge huge executive here. Great story. But how would he recognized her?
I'm not sure if he recognized her or maybe had a relationship with her beforehand. He's tight with a few people here. Or if he was just kind of making the rounds, how's your breakfast? How's everything going? Where did you come from? What do you do? I'm not exactly sure how that went.
So Shari looked at it, liked it, and next thing you know?
So next thing I know, I had an interview with Fox Weather. And then during the interview with Fox Weather, I thought I ruined the entire thing because at the very end, they asked if I had a question. And I told them, hey, listen, if you make an offer for me, I will obsess over weather for the next however long the contract is. But I'd be lying if I told you that my goal is anything other than eventually being a Fox News anchor. So what's the culture like within the company to switch departments if I prove myself at Fox Weather?
Yeah.
And the guy who was running the interview, he was like, you know, why would we offer you if you're already looking at the door? And
he said that?
Yeah. So it kind of ended awkwardly, and I could like not sleep that entire night. I thought that I ruined my shot. And then the next day, one of the executives here reached out over email and said, hey, we have a different role in mind for you. She was listening to that email on Zoom, but didn't speak at all. So I didn't even realize that she was there. And then she reached out and she was like, we're going to start you over on the interview process on the news side. And then like 7 or 8 interviews later, I got the job.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. But so, it shows you. I mean, there's no format. So many people say, how do you get into it? There's just no way to – there's no organized way to do it.
Yeah.
Like J.P. Morgan, I'm going to start, I'm going to intern, and then I'm going to go to J.P. Morgan, I'm going to work my way up the ladder.
Yeah.
It's much different in our business, don't you think?
I do. And I think for me it was an example of communicating what you want. And, you know, I wanted to do that up front. And then once I'm in the door, I kind of shut my mouth and just work hard. And I've already, you know, let them know what I want out of it. And then kind of just trust them to do their thing and then just try to develop myself and get as many experiences as I can.
And so far, you're great. And then you were anchoring the other day, right, on Fox and Friends?
So I just anchored for my first time Fox and Friends First on December 8th. I'm anchoring tomorrow between 9 a.m. and noon.
All right.
And then Friday, 9 to 11.
Wait, so 9 to noon, you're on for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting because it must be a weekend format then. Because 9 to 11 is Hammer and Dana usually.
So, yeah, tomorrow will be Fox News Live, which is the weekend format. And then Friday will be America's Newsroom.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
you must be pumped up for that.
I'm really excited. Yeah, it's a dream come true.
So, Nate, let's talk about what you were working at a couple of days ago, and because I'm pretty amazed by this. So Barry Weiss takes over CBS. Kind of, she's not a conservative. She's kind of in the middle. If you listen to what she's doing now in the Free Press, listen to her podcast. Takes over CBS, and there's going to be pushback, but from the institutionalists, more traditionalists, the Scott Pelley's of the world, and these reporters, they don't seem happy that she's there. They don't seem happy in the morning show that she's there. And then in 60 Minutes sees this story about Seacott Prison that is going to say that the Trump administration is sending illegal immigrants to Seacott Prison and that they're going through horrible abuse and horrible treatment. She looks at this story and says, it's not ready to go.
Yeah.
You got to get the administration to weigh in on this. It's got to be balanced. And she also added, you're not moving the story forward. You did this story already. What's new about it?
Yeah.
And what was the ramification to that?
Well, you know, I think something that's been lost in this is that she is planning on airing the story. People are saying that she's going to just kill the story and that she's a puppet for the Trump administration, which is not true. She said right off the bat, this story is going to air. It's just going to need a little bit more work before it does. And, you know, Sharon Alfonsi, the reporter who put the thing together, her position is that she already reached out to the administration. She was a little vague in her wording of whether or not it was sort of like an email, hey, what's your comment, or if it was actually an opportunity to get on the record on camera and give their perspective of the story. But as I'm sure you know, the version that was suppressed for the time being actually aired in Canada, so you could kind of watch the bootleg version of it.
Yeah.
And it's from most reports one-sided. And, you know, there a lot of people would say should be the Trump administration's perspective, because otherwise it's kind of a hit
or
piece.
Or whatever that is, right?
Yeah, and from the Trump administration's perspective, they're probably thinking, so it's a hit piece, and then at the very end you'll say, you know, here's what the Trump administration said, which isn't very effective, and, you know, it still is a hit piece. So, yeah, that's essentially what happened, and it will be interesting to see, you know, how the Trump administration cooperates now, and if a voice from the Trump administration, possibly Stephen Miller, is included in this newest version.
So I was talking to some of the administration, and they didn't get reached out to later, and they also thought to themselves, include the angel moms, people that have lost their lives to illegal alien immigrants in this country. And they didn't want to. And Barry Weiss says, no, I want you. This is the new wrinkle. Is like, no, I want you to include the angel moms in this. So why wouldn't you want it balanced out? They are reluctant. Put it this way, Nate, you and I are from the same mindset, I think. You have a news director. You go out and say, this is what I think. And they say, well, no, I think you're wrong. They ultimately make the decision. So imagine the news director is also the owner. Like, he runs the place.
Yeah.
So they put a person in charge, and they tell you what to do. You might be convinced, like a coach might be convinced, that the GM is wrong. But in the end, you work, the GM hired you, you got to answer the question. So to me, either you quit or shut your mouth and do it.
Totally.
And, or you go to bat behind closed doors. You don't go to another news outlet or post something against your company. I don't know where that mindset comes from.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine doing that. I can imagine being upset privately, to your point, but making it public is something that I can't even relate to at all. But this happens all the time in newsrooms where stories are deemed not ready for air. And then, you know, to your point, there should be an effort to tell all sides of the story. And, you know, as a journalist, we're always calibrating our own biases. And, you know, you really want to make sure that that doesn't come through in the piece. So even if you feel a certain way, I think anybody would agree, no matter how you feel about the topic of immigration, that it's a complex issue. And if you're against, you know, the Seacott prison and the treatment of the people there, then sure, you can make that point in your story, but you also need to make the point of why it was necessary in the first place and the crisis that led to it.
So the other thing is, it reminds me of Ronna McDaniel got hired at NBC, and Chuck Todd and everybody else, I can't believe you hired her because she lied about the 2020 election in their view. So she was the former RNC chair. She just left her job. She'd be great to have that perspective. Well, there was such an uproar, they decided they're not going to have her on anymore.
Yeah,
and they gave her such a hard time in her first interview, and now she's suing because you just fired her and stopped her from doing other things, and now she's stopped from doing other things because she's in the middle of a lawsuit and she has to prove that it's harmed her career. And then you have other examples of people not happy with their company, like Joy Reid got fired by MSNBC, and you have these other hosts ripping MSNBC's management. I don't. Do you know anybody else? Or I'm going to go destroy my vice president publicly? I mean, we get fired if we did that in a bar, overheard in a bar.
Yeah.
And we should. I don't understand the mindset.
It's just not knowing your place, right? I mean, you know, our job is to execute the news in an ethical way and an accurate way. Our job is not to comment on the leadership of the network broadly. And the fact that these people are doing that is crazy. And the fact that they're not willing to let the best idea win is even crazier, that they don't actually want to engage in some of these debates, regardless of somebody's, you know, history on a particular topic. If somebody has, you know, the experience to have a valuable perspective, bring them in. And if you dislike their perspective so much, then win in the argument.
Yeah. I'm stunned by what's going on. But how do you think this whole thing plays out? I mean, Scott Pelley publicly said that Barry Weiss was wrong not to watch this ahead of time and wait until the last minute, and she should take her job more seriously. So I'm not saying you're going to call for everything, but in your projection, how do you think this plays out? I don't know how the parties coexist if the anchors are telling the president of news how unhappy they are with that person. I have a prediction that a lot of these guys are going to leave, and they think that the ratings are going to go with them. I don't think they will.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd say I have no idea what's going to happen, but I don't think that there's going to be like a major shuffle in the next couple weeks or anything like that. But I think that, you know, over time in the medium term future, you could see a lot of these people sort of phase out, get a new crop of correspondents in. You already see Weiss is hiring some new talent. Sort of, you know, remaking the news department to try to engender a bit more trust from the viewers.
Just balance it. Don't be a conservative network. Don't be a liberal network. That's what I think she's saying. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, so I'd be stunned if that's going to be allowed to continue.
And the piece is going to air. So when it comes out, we'll all watch it. I would wager that it's not going to be propaganda for the Trump administration.
It's going to be, why are you sending these innocent illegal immigrants to a terrible prison in El Salvador? But they believe almost the entire percentage is illegal immigrant criminals who they have trouble legally sending back to their country. They won't be taken. So El Salvador says, for the right price, we'll take them and we'll put them in prison.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. So I guess we're going to see what's going to happen with that situation. But I also am very curious to see if things are going to change wholeheartedly. If you look at the Washington Post editorial section, it used to be Mark Thiessen and Everybody Hates Trump. Now you look at it, and I have to look twice. Three or four columnists are conservative columnists who have a perspective. Not every conservative columnist, maybe 50-50, like Trump. It's okay. But at least you give him a shot. So I think you can read the editorial section of the Washington Post and see a balance.
Yeah.
I think that's a good sign.
Oh, it's a great sign. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, from a guy who graduated college, 11 years ago, I felt like for a lot of my young adult life, you really had to seek out a conservative perspective. If you didn't, you just never got it.
Never got it, yeah.
So I think that it's helpful that, you know, in these sort of mainstream publications, that if you're a new news consumer, and, you know, the Washington Post, obviously, everyone's heard of, so it's like, let me check out their editorial section. The fact that you can easily find these conservative perspectives, whether or not you agree with them, is healthy for our country.
All right, we're going to see you all weekend,
yes.
The rest of the week, right?
Yes.
So we're going to watch from 9 to 3 tomorrow, and then Friday is?
Friday, 9 to 11.
9 to 11. Nate Foy, Fox News National Corresponding. Great job, Nate.
Thank you.
Before we leave, can we play a little of Nate singing us out for the Christmas party?
Goes to everybody at Fox News, especially Kate.
Big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first
tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring in live from his workshop, Santa Claus. Santa, great to see you. I know you're busy. One question for you off the top. Do I remain on the nice list?
Of course, Brian. You and a bunch of other kids this year have been so nice, especially, let's see, Vincenzo and Luciana and Joey, Matteo.
A lot of Italians.
Marco, yes, Jameson and Lucas. And they even put up a Lego Christmas tree this year because they're not at their house.
So that is my interview with Santa last night to close the show, and they thought, meaning Eric and Pete, it would be very important to put that on this show, because Santa was able to give us an exclusive. You wouldn't believe how angry the primetime staff was. They had Santa booked, but he chose Ingram Show, which I hosted last night. So I can't promise you Santa in Fort Myers, but BrianKilmeade.com, I'll see you there on stage on Valentine's Day, May 30th, Reno, Nevada. And, of course, hope you guys, if you have to leave, have a fantastic Christmas. And remember, if you're waiting for the last minute, it's time to start shopping. This is the last minute.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.